Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is Friday, June 6, 2008. I am not Alex Jones. I am subbing in for Alex Jones. Today, I think, is my last day. Alex will be back on Sunday. But we got huge Bilderberg news. I mean, massive Bilderberg news. Let's just start off, before we even get into that, with Obama and Hillary meeting in D.C. the night that the conference starts to kick off. Everybody's there. All of a sudden, they're meeting at their house in D.C. Yeah, right. So here's what went on. The elites are in town. Hillary has conceded. There's a big sit-down. And I'm going to bet dollars to donuts you're going to get your Obama-Hill Dog ticket. I really think so. Maybe not. I could be wrong. But boy, did they choose a hell of a time to have a meeting in D.C. Her place in D.C. All right. Now, the Bilderberg Conference has been blown up so much. I guess the Marriott's getting a bunch of calls. They don't know what to do. So this is what they did. They put a spin on what the Bilderberg Conference was going to be covering by actually putting out their first ever official press release that I know of. Ridiculous. I couldn't make this stuff up. You go to businesswire.com, totally legit site, has a good Alexa rating, everything else. I checked it out myself to make sure this wasn't a hoax from somebody. Let's just read it. Coming out of Chantilly, Virginia, the 56th Bilderberg meeting will be held in Chantilly, Virginia, USA, from the 5th to 8th of June, 2008. The conference will deal mainly with a nuclear-free world. See? It's good they're having this conference. Wait, cyber terrorism, and we're going to get into that big time. Cyber terrorism. Oh, my God. Africa, Russia, finance, protectionism, U.S.-EU relations. See, now it's U.S.-EU relations. It's not, oh, man, European Union, baby. You better believe it. Afghanistan and Pakistan, of course. I like how Pakistan's on the table. That's nice. Maybe Estelon's right. We're going to be talking to Daniel Estelon, by the way, at 1:30. And Jesse Benton's coming up in a half an hour. We're going to play him a little video because we have Amy Allen of MTV on. This is a big show, folks. And, of course, Alex is going to be calling in from Bilderberg. All right. So approximately 140 participants will attend. That's 125 members. And then there are 15 buddies that they bring in. There might be a few more. Remember, they got iPods engraved Bilderberg 2008. We went over that yesterday. That's really nice. The DOJ bought them for him. In other words, we bought them for him with our tax dollars. Great. Of whom about two-thirds come from Europe. About two-thirds of these guys are from Europe, and the balance from North America, of course. About one-third is from government and politics, and two-thirds are from finance, industry, labor, education, and communications. The meeting is private in order to encourage frank and open discussions. In other words, it's private because you don't get to know. So they can plot against you, the American citizen. This should be an open forum. If it was legit, it would be an open forum. This is garbage. Bilderberg takes its name from the hotel in Holland where the first meeting took place in May of 1954. That pioneering meeting grew out of the concern expressed by leading citizens on both sides of the Atlantic that Western Europe and North America were not working together as closely as they should on common problems of critical importance. You see, when it first started, it didn't exist. Even 10 years ago, it didn't exist. It was just something people talked about, kooks. And now it does exist, and now they set policy there. It's totally illegal. You know, Jones has went over this, but it is a violation of the Logan Act. It's treason, okay? You can't go over U.S. Foreign and domestic policy with people from other nations with other interests. And these are the heads of industry, folks. In fact, we already have the Bilderberg list. We're going to go over some of the people that are meeting there right now. I mean, this is just incredible that they can't even keep it under wraps, so they're trying to put a positive spin on it. It's garbage. It was felt that regular, off-the-record discussions would help create a better understanding of the complex forces and major trends affecting Western nations in the difficult post-war period. We're going to read the rest of this on the other side. Alex is going to be calling in. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, loosechange911.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I just want to point out again, the Bilderberg is being so exposed. They put out this press release we're in the middle of. The list is already out. Alex is going to be calling in from the conference in Chantilly, Virginia. Remember, Barack Obama and Hill Dog, Hillary Clinton, met last night, supposedly at her house in D.C. It might have been at her house in D.C. with a couple of Bilderberg attendees coming in. Let me break down how this is going to work. Now, this weekend, a lot of policy is going to be set. And these 125, 140 elites or so are in the upper echelon. Not the uppermost, but most of them, some of them are in the uppermost. Most of them are pretty high up. And what they'll do is they'll disperse their agenda this summer at the Bohemian Grove when there's about 3,000 attendees. And they'll do this in a compartmentalized style. A lot of people who are in the Bohemian Grove obviously aren't all hardcore, you know, pagans and Satan worshipers and into, you know, mystic Babylonian nonsense. But at the upper echelons, they are. And through this 140, they'll disperse the agenda to this 3,000 who will then disperse it to their minions and so on, only giving each of them part of the picture. And that's how it works. So let's get back into this. They're now saying the Cold War has now ended, but in practically all respects, there are more, not fewer, common problems from trade to jobs, from monetary policy to investment, from ecological challenges to the task of promoting international security. Yeah, so David Rockefeller should be there to groom everybody, obviously. It's a good thing we have this Bilderberg meeting. It is hard to think of any major issue in either Europe or North America whose unilateral solution would not have repercussions for the other. Thus, the concept of a European-American forum has not been overtaken by time. The dialogue between these two regions is still, even increasingly, critical. Bilderberg is critical. We need Bilderberg. No, they need Bilderberg so they can work behind the scenes and have the media totally black out what their agenda is going to be for the next 12 months. God. What is unique about Bilderberg as a forum is the broad cross-section of leading citizens that are assembled for nearly 3 days of informal and off-the-record discussion about topics of current concern, especially in the fields of foreign affairs and the international economy. The strong feeling among participants that in the view of the differing attitudes and experiences of the Western nations, there remains a clear need to further develop an understanding in which these concerns can be accommodated. The privacy of the meetings, which has no purpose other than to allow participants to speak their minds openly and freely. Yeah, so they can say, you know what, I think we should kill 50% of the population. You know what, let's release biological weapons. Let's do that. I'm glad I can say that openly because the media is not going to cover me. Disgusting. Let's talk about the chip. Let's start chipping people. You know what, Mexico, I was pretty happy with that decision to get rid of passports and start chipping people from Guatemala who want to come in legally. Oh, you didn't hear about that? It's only on once on CNN on Lou Dobbs when he was out for the night. We'll play that clip later. Yeah, that's right. That was back in January they were starting to make that decision. But it's behind closed doors. There's no other reason than to speak openly. It's because these guys aren't elected officials. Some of them are elected officials. Some of them are cabinet members. Most of them are the heads of business and industry, and we're going to go over some names. Let me just tell you some straight-up names who are there right now. Condi Rice is there, okay? Paul Wolfowitz is there. Those are two names, you know. Now, occasionally, they have to bring other people in. That's why the CEO of Google is there. Yeah, don't be evil. That used to be their slogan. It'll probably still be their slogan, only it's bull. Caught them censoring our videos. God. In short, Bilderberg is a small, flexible, informal, and off-the-record international forum in which different viewpoints can be expressed and mutual understanding enhanced. See, this is what me and G. Edward Griffin were talking about yesterday in the last hour. Listen to the language, the positive spin. It all sounds really nice, doesn't it? Oh, we're there for your own good. It's garbage. Bilderberg's only activity is its annual conference. At the meetings, no resolutions are proposed. Nonsense. No votes taken, nonsense, and no policy statements issued. Well, yeah, they don't issue any policy statements there, you're right. They keep it kind of hidden and they disperse the policy statements for later. Since 1954, 55 conferences have been held. The names of the participants are made available to the press. That's not true. That's not true at all. Jim Tucker, for 30 plus years, has had to get the names from inside sources. Now they're being made available to the press. Participants are chosen from their experience, their knowledge, and their standing. All participants attend Bilderberg in a private and not an official capacity. See, they try to cover their own ass there again, saying, well, these guys aren't really representing the organizations they own and run. They're there for them. There will be no press conference. A list of participants is available by phone request. And I'm not going to give out the phone number because we already have the list. God. So let's look at this. All right. Again, the CEO of Google. And remember, we talked about cyber terrorism. They're going to be talking about that. Well, they're already running war games where anti-globalist hackers. Yeah, that's right. Anti-globalist hackers, not terrorists. People that are against globalism shut down the infrastructure of the government. Come on. The only way they would do that is if you encroached on their freedoms. If you tried to round us up in camps, in the nice little FEMA camps you built, and it would probably be a totally orchestrated event where some of their assets, because, you know, the government loves to do that. You know, these hacker guys, most of these guys are good guys, but the ones that are really, really good at it and do end up getting caught and usually end up getting recruited by our intelligence services, they'd be fools not to. These guys know code like the back of their hand. They can write a bunch of stuff. They can tell you how things get hacked. A lot of these guys get recruited. Common knowledge. But they'll set them up as the next terrorist, because that means the population at large, anybody could be a hacker, anybody who knows how to use a computer, God forbid. And it's also another great excuse to bring in internet too, where we'll all be forced to thumb scan on our little keyboard to make sure it's us, and then we'll get on the internet and there'll be about, you know, maybe 10 to 20 main sites owned by corporations and universities, and then they'll have the little subdomain pages. And if we're good little slaves and we have the content that they like, they'll let us post there. But if we're not, they'll just pull it. Gone. I mean, Google, you used to be good. You used to have a top 100. You used to show the statistics of your videos. Okay, now you can't even see how many people have viewed it. They did that on purpose, folks. Not only can't you see how many people have viewed it, but they took away the embed feature for most videos. After a certain point, you can't embed them. What's up with that? You know, it was so much easier when I could just embed all the loose changes everywhere, but they made it more difficult. Thank you, Google. And really, it just disgusts me that a fledgling corporation that came up from nothing, that became the second biggest internet site, I think Yahoo beats it, and that's it. And it really, it's probably the, it's tough to say. I'd say it's close to the biggest site of all time. And they start out with a slogan of don't be evil. Well, they're evil. They're attending this little conference, and they're making big-time decisions about you and I. And let's go through some of these guys, all right? Let's see. Out of Belgium, we have the vice chairman of something I can't pronounce, Etienne Davagon. Let's see. We've got Joseph Ackerman, the chairman of the management board and group of executive committees of the Deutsche Bank. Everybody knows about the Deutsche Bank. So the Deutsche Bank's in the house. That's nice. John Adams is the associate deputy minister of national defense and chief of communication security in Canada. He's there. Ooh, that's nice. Let's see. We have Fawad Al-Jahami, the Middle East Studies Program. We've got somebody from the Johns Hopkins University Institute over there. We've got Keith B. Alexander of the National Security Agency in the U.S. That's nice. He'll go well with Condi. Who knows what they got planned for her? She's probably got another cabinet spot. People have talked about her for VP, but I think that would be suicide for anybody. I don't think they could put her on a ticket. Come on. Nobody likes her. God. Let's see. We got the chairman of Evercore Partners out there. We got the minister of foreign affairs out of Turkey. Let's see. You know, a lot of people have attended these things. I mean, we have, you know, former prime ministers of the UK. Tony Blair was there. Gordon Brown went there. Obviously, Bill Clinton attended the Bilderberg meeting. He's actually admitted to it now. Well, I don't know why the press doesn't cover it. We played that clip yesterday, too. I don't know why the press doesn't. I haven't been there in 15 years. He knows why the press doesn't cover this thing. It's because it's not to be covered, folks. It's not to be talked about. It's not to be spoken about. And they're giving out a limited... I can't believe they put out a press release, but I guess they have to because there's so many people outside. It can no longer be hidden. And I'm wondering how they're going to spin this Obama-Hillary meeting. They've already spun it to say it was at her D.C. home and probably had nothing to do with Bilderberg. But I taped a bunch of news for Alex last night, and we'll see what they said. I mean, Gergen's, all the top political guys are on there, and they already had a sit-down with Obama about the meeting with Hillary. He's like, yeah, it's going to be the biggest decision of my campaign. And I've always said that I'm going to spend a lot of time deciding on who's going to be my running mate if that's the case. Really? Oh, Tom Daschle's... Oh, Tommy D! I didn't realize Tom Daschle, victim of the anthrax attacks back in 2001, is there. Well, now. Huh. That's crazy. Tom, I just lost a little bit of respect for you, buddy. Not that I had much. You know, because it's a controlled left-right paradigm, but I figured you might be one of the semi-good guys. I mean, this guy's a former U.S. Senator and Senate Majority Leader. Wow. So he's over there. But you notice how he's not in office right now. See, these guys still maintain a lot of their power and a lot of their influence through the special interests that support them and through the big business that they've become a part of. You know, we don't have a government for and by the people. Let me say it again. We don't have a government for and by the people. Checks and balances are gone. You know, the $80,000 to $140,000 a year that these public officials in the upper echelons, in other words, Senate and Congress, that they make is nothing. That's nothing to them. They're all millionaires, sometimes billionaires in big business, working with the very same people that put them in office. I mean, I guess it's kind of fascism light, but it's really not that light anymore. Oh, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's there too. Timothy Geithner. No, it's just great. So glad they're having this private meeting for all of us. It's wonderful. The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 6, 2008. Gold, 887. 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $913, $449.75 for half, $224.88 for quarter. That's $913, $449.75, and $222.88.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And you know, Henry Kissinger's in the house at Bilderberg. You betcha. George Shultz, Richard Pearl, what's up? Queen of Spain, Queen of the Netherlands. That's right, Queen Beatrix is there too. Awesome. So they're all going to get together. Oh, the head of the European Central Bank's there with the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. We even got the, what's that, the governor of Kansas is out there too. Awesome. But David Rockefeller, you know David's there. Gotta love it. George Shultz is there. Henry Kissinger. Yeah, Kissinger, he's a really good guy. Wanted war criminal in many countries. No, he's really good. I'm glad that he's having secret meetings with the upper echelons of power in both North America and Europe. That's good. Because they're all just there. They're not representing anybody. They're not representing their interests, which are big business and consolidation of power and globalization. They'd never be doing that. No press conference, but a press release. I guess that's more than we've ever gotten before. I guess that they realize now that this information is going to come out. The list comes out every year. They might as well just put it out there. I mean, they're already getting iPods for everybody from the DOJ. That's right, Department of Justice buying iPods for the elite. Our tax dollars giving Bilderberg 2008 engraved iPods to people like Condoleezza Rice, who is, you know, pretty responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions. Good job, America, huh? We rock. We totally and completely rock. The real question is, are we going to step up? I know there's a lot of people outside of Bilderberg, but are we going to make this a huge story in the next week, okay? Are we going to put this on every single blog we can? Are we going to dig it? I know the Dig Berry Brigade is out there. Are we going to throw it up on the Huffington Post? Is Raw Story going to do an article? Is Counterpunch going to do an article? Is Op-Ed going to do an article? Well, I'll tell you where the best articles are going to be, bar none, and the ones that you have to repost in those places on the comments board. They're going to be at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, remember, we have the final hour, which is going to be with Amy Allen. I only wish it was in studio. And you can watch that on PrisonPlanet.tv for about 15 cents a day, which is a great deal. Again, you know, you get all of Alex Jones's movies, his weekly access show. You get my documentaries, Loose Change is up there. I mean, it's a total deal. You help support this network. And I know I was supposed to give the money bomb total today, but I haven't talked to Alex yet, and I don't have a final number. I think it's with all the checks and all the donations, I believe we did hit around $250,000 or maybe a little bit less. But that's going towards a new network. We need your support here, and hopefully we're going to put that on Dish TV. We got to reach the masses. You know, Al Gore has his little network over there on Current TV, which is a cool little network. They don't censor much over there. The only problem is that Al Gore owns it, and it's all this green agenda, too, so they put a lot of propaganda on there. But there's a lot of good anti-war stuff. They don't really censor much of it. I'm a big fan of it, and anybody can be their own journalist, which is what I've always encouraged people to do. If you don't like the way the system is, if you can't stand what's happening in this country, if you have a tough question to ask a member of Congress, a member of the Senate, a member of the United States Cabinet, a member of Homeland Security, a member of an intelligence agency, you know, these spokespeople, these talking heads, a member of the supposed quote-unquote mainstream media that's supposed to be protecting us, you know, the Sean Hannitys, the Bill O'Reillys, let's not give the left a pass either, okay? You need to get out there. You need to become the media. There's no more excuse. I mean, it's unbelievable how cheap a camcorder is. If you went on eBay right now and you got like a first or second generation DV cam, which is already pretty small, you probably get it for like $150, $200, maybe less. Tapes are $10. And then it's just the will, the motivation to go to an event, the motivation to have some spine, to stand up for what you believe in. And then you post it on YouTube. You know, you might only get 10 hits at first. You might get 1,000 hits the second time. You might get 100,000 hits eventually. It's all about believing that you can change the system. Ron Paul believed he could change the system. And from what I've seen, he's helped do that. You know, a lot of people want to dog him out at this point, and I'm not going to be one of them. We're going to have Jesse Benton, by the way, on. He's a campaign manager coming up after the break. I mean, he's a best-selling author with a nonfiction book with manifesto in the title. And everybody's trying to ignore him. He raised more money than any other Republican candidate in the race. He's a true American hero. He wants to get us out of Iraq. He wants to get us out of Afghanistan. He wants smaller government. He wants a currency that's going to be worth something. Wow, what a concept. He believes in, you know, gold and silver and hard assets. And he believes in personal responsibilities and freedom. Well, that's what I believe in, too. So on the other side of the break, we're going to be having Jesse Benton. Remember, we have Daniel Estulon coming up. We also have Amy Allen. We're going to be taking your calls after Jesse Benton. So call on in. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, folks, we are back, and unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of Jesse Benton. You know, we do, we get it wrong every once in a while. Sometimes we have a little problem contacting people, but that's all right, because, you know what, I want to play a little bit of music from the Flowbots. We got a big segment here. We're going to be taking your calls, but, you know, we had the Flowbots on, I think, 2 weeks ago now. They just rocked the house on Leno. This is the type of positive music, and Amy Allen's, you know, badass, too. We're going to play her video. I was going to play it for Jesse Benton, but apparently we might not have him on. Oh, too sad. Anyway, they rocked the house on Leno last night. I think the whole album has a great message, maybe a little bit left-leaning, but I think that these guys can be pushed into the right direction. And kind of at ends, what do I play? Do I play We Are Winning, or do we play Rise? Maybe we'll play both of them today. I'm going to start off with We Are Winning, because it is a cool track, and I hope you enjoy. Remember, this is the Alex Jones Show, and you can check out all the latest Bilderberg information over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Gangsters sit down to plan an after-school program. A religious fanatic posts footage of an interfaith service project. A group of teenage boys watches a video of a father playing catch with his son. An adult film star paints thumbnail portraits of elderly couples, fully clothed and smiling. A record executive records a demo of his apology. A policeman makes reverse 911 calls, instructing residents to take to the streets. A patriarch reports for duty. She's wearing an orange jumpsuit and holding a picket sign. She's ashamed of her birthplace, but retreat is not an option.
Women and children, frontline, mark on, tune in, stand and be counted. In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, frontline, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Butterfly wing crosswinds send black hawks toward hurricane survivors. Roses sprout from empty lots and sidewalk cracks. Pacifist guerrillas move undetected through concrete jungles. New forms are beginning to take shape. Once occupied minds are activating. People are waking up. The insurgency is alive and well.
Rise of the full-bot portion of the new American insurgent. Battle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create. Direct love once to the trenches. Suit up, pour trouble into fortresses. Blast or bomb, aluminum, broken porcelain, rusted platinum. Burn blood stains from decompressed diamonds. Hammer the battle cry into braille-studded armor.
We are building up a new world. Do not sit idly by, do not remain neutral, do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
That's right, folks. Fight with tools. Man, I love that album. That is We Are Winning. And I think it really speaks to what we're going through right now. We need to stand up. You know, don't rely on this broadcast alone. Check out, you know, the actual source material that we source in every single one of our articles. You know, see past the spin. Start your own network. Do your own radio show. Get on the streets. Join truthaction.org. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. If you're a student, join Student Scholars. There's so much we can do. Okay, these are the people that are doing what the mainstream media should be doing. But the problem is that the mainstream media is at this meeting. Okay? Google's huge. Think about that. The head of Google's here with the head of the Federal Reserve in New York, David Rockefeller of Chase Bank Manhattan. I mean, David Rockefeller, folks. Come on. Kissinger, George Shultz, he's been going for years. I think he's a member of the Grove, too. See, he's one of those guys that'll help set policy here and then go to the Grove and kind of dispense all that to everybody else. It's really nice of them. Richard Pearl, he's a real criminal. Yep, sure is. Big time criminal. Criminale. All right, I said I'd take your call, so let's take Cliff in Louisiana. Cliff, are you there? You with me, Cliff? No, did he? Maybe he dropped. All right, we'll keep moving on. Let's go to Tony in Indiana. Tony, with me? Oh, this is just terrible.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I've got two ideas for fighting the New World Order, and I want to see what your thoughts of them are.
Let's hear it.
All right, first one, I think we need some sort of registry or database so that people can go on, and I know we got to do this the right way, but people can go on and register and say, I will never commit suicide, kind of like the DC Madam thing. Mm-hmm. I will never commit suicide. If something happens to me, look into it. And then the second idea is for a documentary, and I'm very curious to see your thoughts on this. Everybody talks so much about how there's natural cures to healing cancer. Mm-hmm. And diseases like that. Mm-hmm. If we can get somebody who has cancer, get them on tape going into three or four different Western medical doctors saying, you need chemotherapy, you need radiation, or you're going to die, and then track them through a natural natural healing course, watch them get better, and then help open people's eyes to see that, you know, radiation and chemotherapy aren't the only answer. What do you think of those two ideas, man?
Well, I think that they're good ideas. Obviously, you can put together a website for the first one, no problem, and the second one is obviously going to take a lot of work. You know, making a movie is no easy task, and especially
right.
making a movie with somebody who may be terminally ill would be extremely difficult. You know, that's a great idea. You know, you have to will it to happen, though. So, you know, see what you can do to work forward and press on, man. I mean, if that's your idea, maybe you need to start making some contacts that'll have the time to put together a project like that.
I'm definitely thinking about it. The only thing that makes me nervous about the database is if it gets in the wrong hands, you know, then the government can look
well,
at the
I mean,
database
all,
and have
listen,
a list of
we're
all,
all
of us.
We're all public anyway, man.
That's
There's
true,
no doubt
yeah.
about it. I mean, with MySpace and Facebook and all that other stuff, we've given away so much information at this point, it's almost negligible. I thank you for the call. We do have Jesse Benton on the line, Ron Paul's campaign manager. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. So why don't you tell us what the latest with the campaign is? Obviously, Ron Paul still in the race, but is taking kind of a backseat. A lot of people are asking if he may have a presence at the RNC. What's going to happen in the future for the campaign?
Well, I'm glad you're asking me this. We have some pretty exciting news. We have just come to contract with space to hold a rally in Minneapolis. It's going to be really big. We're going to be able to have thousands and thousands of people at this rally, and we're going to have it on Tuesday, September 2nd in St. Paul around the Republican National Convention. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there are going to be very interested in attending. We're going to be releasing more information about this officially early next week, so please stay tuned on Exact Logistics. But we're really excited, and actually this is the first outlet that I've shared this information with.
Excellent. And, you know, Ron Paul, number one New York Times bestseller now with his nonfiction book, Ron Paul Revolution, The Manifesto. And that's just incredible to me on so many levels. Number one, that, you know, first of all, somebody who was knocked out of the race and ignored by the media on purpose is able to have a number one New York Times bestseller. But number two, it's a nonfiction book with the word manifesto in it. And, you know, I mean, that's incredible alone, but he's kind of been blacked out in the mainstream media. Normally you would see him on Oprah and every other talk show, but he's only done some sparse media.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say we've been blacked out, but
mm-hmm.
we haven't gotten the attention that we think that Ron deserves. But I think you make a great point that this book is making it impossible for people to ignore Ron if they've been trying to. You know, this is our entering our sixth week in the top 10 New York Times bestseller list. It was it was number one for a week, and that's just pretty amazing. You know, that a political book is selling so well, and you know, a lot of supporters are buying books. But this book is a great vehicle to introduce your friends and your coworkers to the ideas of liberty. It's a very digestible book. It's written to be able to share with you know, just kind of a common person on the street that doesn't have time to or the inclination at this point to sit around and read, you know, huge volumes by Ludwig von Mises. You know, this is a really great tool, and I would encourage people to, if you haven't gotten a copy yet, to pick one up, read it, and then share it with your friends and your family.
Absolutely. And we have Alex on the line from Chantilly, Virginia. Alex, what's the latest?
Okay, we found an area in the hotel that happens to be back by the conference rooms. Most hotels, an acre or two or three or four off the road, we found a little spot that's on the wing where they're having the conference rooms. So we walked through it yesterday. Richard N. Haas, the president of the CFR, just walked out through the woods. Some folks got video of him. I thought I was recognizing him, and they zoomed in and said, yeah, it's Richard N. Haas. So I'm going to bullhorn them right now, and I'll let you get back to your guests, and later I'll call them with a full report. Here
Absolutely.
We go. I'm going to bullhorn them right now, Jason.
All right. All right, there is Alex Jones. At the Bilderberg Conference, and they actually put out a press release this year, folks. I couldn't believe it, but if you go to businessworld.com, there's a contact number. The full list of attendees is already out there, and Alex is going to be calling in through the day. And, Jesse, I was just wondering if you were aware of this girl named Amy Allen. She's a MTV personality. She had a big hit with this song called Revolution. Have you heard this about this girl?
I have, and I'm a fan, and you know, Dr. Paul's really flattered too, and you know, we're actually probably going to reach out to her and see if she's interested in having a playing a part in September if her schedule is free.
Well, we can
really
ask
great.
Her today. She's on the air at 2 o'clock, and we got her for a full hour, and I'm pretty excited about it too. The unofficial Ron Paul Revolution video is just tremendous.
Oh, I, I think so too. And you know, we need to look and think about how we can reach different people with the message of individual freedom and liberty. And I think that she's absolutely a tremendous way to reach younger people, people that haven't turned on to our ideas yet. You know, she's so talented, and you know, her music is really timely and popular. And she's just a great way to again reach out to people that you know, especially the under 30 crowd that maybe haven't listened yet.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm all about too. These separate avenues of waking people up to the fact that our government doesn't really work anymore, that we don't have checks and balances anymore, and that, you know, the media is only paying attention to a couple of candidates and really pushing them, no matter what the people actually want. You know, they're in the business of censorship and blinding the masses. But you know, Ron Paul is now focusing on keeping his congressional seat so he can fight the battles on the House floor. Correct.
Well, he's secured his House seat. We had a contested primary on May 4th, and Ron won 71% of the vote. And a Democrat has not filed to run against him in the fall, so he's got a clear path. You know, I guess what Ron is focusing on and building an organization for the future. You know, so much has been accomplished through this campaign. It's just been tremendous and amazing to see all the hard work and the grassroots across the country. And you know, we need to realize that the campaign was step one in the revolution. You know, step two is going to be continuing on organizing at the grassroots level and you know, electing other candidates, identifying other leaders, getting other candidates elected to state office, to the House of Representatives, and at the same time holding, you know, elected politicians' feet to the fire and saying, hey, we actually want you to obey the Constitution.
Now, we know that Ron is not interested in a third-party run for the presidency, but I'd kind of like to get your take on Jesse Ventura's comments that he would love to run with Ron Paul as his vice president, or possibly he as his vice president, or vice versa, you know, because he shares a lot of the same beliefs. First of all, have you heard these comments, and what do you think of Jesse's latest book, you know, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me?
I have not read Mr. Ventura's book yet, Governor Ventura. I know that you know, Governor Ventura is certainly a charismatic guy, and you know, I think that he and Ron would have a lot to talk about. You know, I think that having a leader like him, somebody who's outspoken and charismatic, it would be outstanding for our country. And you know, I'm sure that there's lots of room to work together.
Well, I hope that they do get together and at least talk about some issues like that. We have Alex. Oh, I guess we don't have Alex. Alex is in and out. He's so busy over there at Chantilly, Virginia right now. But, yeah, I hope they sit down and, you know, maybe if they can't, you know, get into political office together, you know, start a new organization, start a new website, just keep getting people aware because, you know, Jesse Ventura has a certain celebrity about him even before he was governor, and then after he was governor, almost a super celebrity about him. And it really seems like the masses really gravitate towards that kind of pop culture personality. And Jesse Ventura, to me, is one of the better pop culture personalities.
Yeah, I think you have a great point. And, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people have to realize is that the people that are really engaged, the activists, we're not like everybody else. You know, I think we spend a lot more time thinking about politics and issues than the average person. The average person is out there. And, you know, I think they realize that something's wrong with our country and maybe we're not headed in the right direction. But, you know, they're going to get the majority of their news and information just from, you know, 10-second, 30-second sound bites on the evening news. So you're right, reaching out through pop culture and embracing people that way, bringing people into the revolution that way is the way that we really have to think about going.
Absolutely. And you know, again, that's what we need to do, people. We have to make it appealing, because to people like Jesse Benton and myself, these issues are primary. They're what we wake up and think about. It's what we research. We go over paperwork every day. This isn't even secondary or even third in most people's lives. You know, first things first is usually people's family. Second thing is their job. Third thing is their mortgage. Fourth thing is their car payment. And then it's being cool and watching their sports team. And we really need to change that, because if you truly do want to protect your family, if you truly do want to live in a first world nation in the next 10 to 20 years, you have to wake up to these issues. The dollar has been devalued so much. Gas prices have gone up so much. And I just cannot believe that they're actually rationing certain foods in New York. But it's happened. I cannot believe it. But over in BJ's and another Sam's Club, You can only get like 3 bags of rice at each time you go to the store. That's insane to me. This is America. We should be able to purchase whatever we want. I think the country is headed in a dark place, Jesse. And I'd just like to get your take on where do you think the country is going now that we're going to have these two mainline candidates, McCain and Obama, you know, as our president?
Well, yeah, I think that America is very much headed down the wrong path, and that's why Dr. Paul ran for the presidency. You know, he sees the path that we're headed on, and I think that we see a crashing dollar, and with a military that's stretched to its end. So you're right, we need to change path. You know, and the great thing is we've got the wonderful document, the Constitution of the United States of America. Our answers lie there, and if we just follow the Constitution, we can write this shit, but we need to start now.
I'm with you. It's InfoWars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the Info War, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Have you ever heard of the pioneer story in the 1800s called Blood River? Most today have not been told that story, but there was a day everyone was told and told the story of Blood River, at least in South Africa anyway. They were white South African pioneers of Dutch Afrikaner stock called the Boers, 460 of them that had to circle their slow-moving oxen-powered wagon train because they knew they could not outrun Shaka. Shaka was coming with 30,000 bloodthirsty, warring, raping, killing warriors. They were a well-trained, victorious, warring tribe called the Zulus, led by a military genius of his own right called Shaka. 30,000 of them against 460. When the battle ended, the river literally ran red with the stain of blood. And when it was all over, 12,000 laid lifeless. 12,000 Zulus, but not one of the 460 were injured. How could this be? How could it happen? Well, it happened that the Boers did something just prior to the battle. Something that caused something else to happen in the sky. It's all quite a story. Hear it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It is the Alex Jones Show, burns, June 6th, burns, 2008, end of the week. And Alex is out in Chantilly, Virginia at the Bilderberg Conference. In fact, there is a live feed over at wearechange.org right now. I just popped it on, and we'll probably be showing that during the final hour of the show, which is broadcast via TV at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're with Jesse Benton. And Jesse, where can people get the latest information on Ron Paul? You just broke this news about a Minneapolis gathering Tuesday, September 2nd. It would be great if you get Amy Allen there. But where can people get the updates? Do we not have Jesse anymore? Well, that's all right. No, that's okay. I guess you know, people just Google it. You know, we'll just move on, I guess, because this We Are Change stuff is big. I'm looking at a screen, and you know, there's Rob, and I can see about 20 people there, and really they're just trying to film all the cars that are coming in and out. And it is such good news to know that, you know, the alternative media is getting a voice, that this is getting out there in the respect. There's Alex bullhorning. I'm sure he's going to be calling back in at the top of the hour to bullhorn even more. Oh, man, this is just good stuff. You know, they had to put out a press release this year, people. Think about that. They had to put out a press release. Not only does Bilderberg exist, now they're healthy for us. And they word it in such a manner that they're all there of their own accordance, and it's kind of like a little party. We have to keep it secret and private so we can talk openly about killing and enslaving you. But we're good. Remember, the conference will deal mainly with nuclear-free world, cyber terrorism, Africa, Russia, and finance. Okay, we do have Jesse Benton back. Jesse, where can people find the latest on Ron Paul? Obviously, you just broke this story about the Minneapolis gathering on Tuesday, September 2nd. When can we see a post about that?
Well, we're going to have a new website that's going to launch next week that's going to have that kind of information. It's going to be campaignforliberty.org, www.campaignforliberty.org. So early next week, people should start to tune in and look for an announcement. We're going to have an announcement about what we're doing in Minneapolis and about some plans moving forward about how we can all work together to keep this revolution going. So, again, campaignforliberty.org, and look for that to go live early next week.
Jesse, how did you originally get involved in not only the Ron Paul campaign but the Patriot movement in general? Was this something you were always interested in, or was there just a point in time when something didn't feel right and you just started to do research? What was it that triggered you to get so involved in these politics?
Well, you know, I've always been, I was a little bit of a conservative movement hack for a while, and I worked for some Republicans and some, you know, some pretty, pretty prominent conservative movement groups. And I always liked what they said about limited government and personal freedom. But just the more that I got educated, the more that I read, I realized that, hey, a lot of Republicans aren't really backing this up with action. So I formed my own consulting group, and I was just working for some really great groups, the American Conservative Defense Alliance, the Liberty Coalition, and was able to, you know, just work for projects that I felt passionately about. And in the beginning, the campaign was a client of mine. It was they needed some help getting set up, and they had just two people working, just Justine Lamb and Ken Snyder. So I was the third person that started doing some work, and it fit real well, and I really enjoyed it. And so it took off from there.
So campaignforliberty.com, and that's going to be up in the next week or so, Jesse?
Yeah, campaignforliberty.org, although I think the campaignforliberty.com will work too.
Awesome. All right, Jesse, thank you so much for your time.
Hey.
Campaign manager for Ron Paul. Thank you, man. We're going to be back with Alex Jones bullhorning. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we have Alex on the line. He was just bullhorning. I'm looking at a live picture of him with a bullhorn over at wearechange.org. And this is just incredible. There's about 25 people with him, it looks like. And there's security. They got little golf courts. Golf carts. And Alex, are you with me?
Jason, can you hear me?
All right, yep, we got it. Here we go.
Jason, it's Richard. Alex, we're on the air.
8-9 years ago, you would never see this in the media. You would never hear this in the media. The media wouldn't admit this existed. The Bilderbergs wouldn't be forced to put out a press release as they were today. But now they are, because I've been going on Coast to Coast AM the last three nights with 16 million listeners, exposing this to the entire world. To the entire world. What's going on here? And we're broadcasting live right now to YouTube, to hundreds of thousands of people, and we're broadcasting to millions over the GCN radio network. That's the technology right now. Millions on the radio listening, and we're streaming video out on the web to hundreds of thousands. We are not your slaves. We are not your property, Bilderberg criminals. We have the courage to stand up against you. And yes, we know you're murderers. Yes, we know you have giant hit teams. Yes, we know you've death threatened me not to come here. But I'm here. And if you kill me, you only make the movement for liberty and humanity stronger. Your death threats, Bilderberg, will not stop us from coming here peacefully. We had State Department goons and FBI goons coming into our hotel rooms, coming up to our offices, coming up to us at the restaurants, and asking us if we were planning anything violent. We have a history of liberty, a history of freedom and nonviolence. It's the Bilderberg Group that has a history of blowing the hell out of ancient civilizations. They're the murderers. They're who are dangerous, not us. It's the criminals you're protecting that are dangerous, not us. Yeah, I don't appreciate all the guns you've had coming up asking us questions. The guns go into people's houses. You're too cowardly to do it here. You follow people home to their homes in Virginia and try to intimidate them in front of their little kids. Well, you don't intimidate us. We know you're the criminals. When I talk about criminals, I mean Cable Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix, and others. That's who we're talking about here. And we are here as free humanity standing up against your tyranny for eternity.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is incredible. The technology is great. I mean, we're live at Bilderberg with Alex Jones. They've pressured them so much, and Alex has been on Coast to Coast the last few nights, that they had to put out a press release saying, everything's okay, we're really good. You know, it's only private because we want to be able to talk openly and candidly. Yeah, openly and candidly about enslaving us, about killing us, about forming unions that erode our sovereignty. It's unbelievable. Alex, are you there?
You're good-hearted. We know a lot of you have been misled and deceived. The American public has been deceived for a long time. We've been awoken from our slumber by the horrors of 9/11, the horrors that have followed in the trail of 9/11. It's not too late for many of you to come over to the side of what's good and right and defend the liberty and the freedom of the Constitution of the United States of America. You swore an oath to that. You swore an oath to the principles that were behind and beneath that, not to the executive. You swore an oath to defend and uphold the values.
Once again, folks, we are live from Bilderberg. The criminals are being bullhorned. The truth is rising. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is cutting edge. This is where it's at. That's why you need to go to Infowars.com. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.com. because we've got the info. We'll be back after these messages. I am Jason Bermas, myspace.com/Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back, and they are out there bullhorning Kissinger, Bernanke, Condoleezza Rice, Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, the CEOs of Google, the heads of the Deutsche Bank, David Rockefeller. They're all there, folks. And it's only through this broadcast, the Alex Jones Show, that you're going to get cutting-edge info like this. Alex, are you with us? No, we don't have Alex?
Yes, we're on the air. Here we are. We're on the air.
All right.
It'd be so easy for you to just admit to the crimes you've committed. It would be so easy for you to come out and be heroes, like so many have been doing. We've had prime ministers and presidents and the president of Czechoslovakia coming out. We have seen so many people. Scott McClellan's come out of the White House and told us what we already hear from documents, that they lied about it all. They wanted the oil and no bid weapons contracts, $3 trillion of them. Just like people inside the Clinton government exposed to crimes. It's both parties are controlled. Robin Cook was about to be prime minister. He spoke up. They murdered him just a few months ago for Gordon Brown so he could come out and give his New World Order speeches. That's another point I want to make. I know it's dangerous coming and confronting you. I know you're mass murderers. I know you're sadistic psychopaths who enjoy killing innocent people. And I know the only reason you haven't killed me, Alex Jones, is because you're afraid it'll get too much attention to what we're doing. It'll water the tree of liberty, and you're right. If you strike us dead, down, we only become more powerful. I had the head of the Kissinger Group, who was in the Washington Post a month ago, with the headline, "They Rule," admitting that you guys run the planet. And we called him up to have him on as a guest. He said, "Oh yeah, Mr. Jones, I want to come on and counter you. We all know who you are." So for the police here to think I'm just saying that and don't know, these guys all know who we are. They all know we're hot on their tail. So just type Ralph Karp, Alex Jones into Google. You can hear the radio interview where they admit they run things and laugh about it. Some of these people even come on my show and admit that they're engaged in and what they're doing. It is incredible.
Absolutely. Yes.
We're going to go to Dylan Avery now. Let him do some bullhorning, Jason.
All right.
Luke Radowski. Yeah, yeah.
Luke Radowski bullhorning.
All right, yeah. And you can watch this live over at wearechange.org, folks.
American people here, the true patriots, are winning the info war. Right now, hundreds, if not thousands of people are watching live video of this happening right now. On wearechange.org, there's a live video going on right now. Even though you rule in secrecy, even though you come in black tinted cars, we will still expose you wherever you go at book signings, at any other events. We will expose you all over the internet, and we have been doing so. We started in New York City, and now there's over 50 chapters worldwide confronting criminal scum everywhere you go. You can't hide. Truth will prevail. Your secrecy will fail, and there will never be a new world order. Freedom will prevail, and national sovereignty will prevail.
Thank you, Luke Radowski. I was calling Jason Armistead here for some reason. My brain's so scrambled here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you just heard from Luke Radowski, who about a year and a half ago started We Are Change, chapters all over the world, citizen activists, 9/11 Truth, all these groups. Because make no mistake, these guys wrote policy reports decades ago about staging terror attacks and blaming it on domestic populations they want to enslave or launching wars. Google Operation Northwoods. You'll get ABC News, Baltimore Sun, AP. Headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize cities as a pretext for war. But the plan got discovered and they canceled it. What was the Operation Northwoods plan? And don't laugh, lady, because the world likes to laugh at everything. Some of you may actually go Google Operation Northwoods. You'll be on ABC News. You don't go to the Library of Congress. They have the copies of the plan. The government wanted to hijack jets, fly by remote control, crash them, blame patsies, commit attacks in D.C., sniper attacks, and blame it on political dissidents. The government has been hijacked. The government is run by criminals. The people inside here, some of them, have helped carry out attacks against Serbia, against Iraq. Millions are dead. They've used depleted uranium all over the world. They have committed absolutely amazing crimes. They have committed huge crimes. There is a global crime syndicate meeting right now inside that building. Arch criminals. Many of them that come to the events have arrest warrants for them in scores of nations. And they're all violating the Logan Act. Anyone in there meeting with federal officials to discuss policy without express authorization are engaging in crime, are engaging in very, very serious crimes. And everybody aiding and abetting them are accessories to violating the Logan Act. Accessories to felonies. Now, the cops out here on the edge, they don't really know what's going on. They're just on the block of road. They're not violating the law. But the FBI, the diplomatic service from the State Department are all violating federal law, and they know full well they are doing it. And I want to laugh about it. Hillary Clinton got fined not $100,000, not $200,000. Was $300,000 for going to one of these and violate the Logan Act. Just Google Hillary Logan Act. You can read the news articles from 10 years ago. This isn't funny. Felonies are being committed right now. You are guarding international criminals that are meeting in that building.
the attack on Serbia? Bilderberg Group. Mainstream news. We forced it out. You know who put Bernanke in? These guys. That's what that seems if you don't know. We just got Bernanke? Federal Reserve Chairman just pulled in? That little criminal? And they get video of this. Goodbye. I gotta have it now. That's huge. That's it. That's huge. Let's get it up fast. YouTube that sucker.
He is on the list. Bernanke is there, and they just got him on camera.
The Federal Reserve Chairman, the private bank that arms our country and is debasing our currency so their private interests can buy it up. So he just came in, according to Point 9/11 Truth. But see, he's not federal, so he can do it. He's not violating the Logan Act. He's a private bank chairman. The private bankers must love being able to issue all the currency and liquidity. And the idiot public here is federal and doesn't even know it's private. This country is owned and run by a murdering mafia. Bernanke! You are a criminal, Bernanke! Bernanke! Stop destroying the currency, you criminal! You're not going to be able to stop Ron Paul whenever he questions you in the House Banking Committee, you little crook. I'm going to call the congressman once we confirm you've been here. I'm going to send him video stills, and maybe he'll pull them up on C-SPAN and on MSNBC and question why you were at an international crime syndicate meeting. That's right. We'll have you stood up before the House Banking Committee, you little dirtbag criminal.
Right. Woo.
You are a criminal, Bernanke. You are a disgusting, un-American piece of trash! You make me sick!
Well, there you have it, folks.
Luke, you want to go?
Alex Jones out in front of Chantilly, Virginia, the Marriott Hotel at the Bilderberg Group. They had to put out a press release because of all the press that he has brought attention to. I mean, there was no way around it. They had to release this list because they knew it was going to be released anyway. It's just unbelievable. Wish we'd get Alex on the line to comment on some of the members on the list. The fact that Hillary Clinton and Obama magically met in D.C. on the first night. Isn't that great? They have their first little secret meeting, and it just happens to be right where the Bilderberg Group is in D.C. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure, right? There's no way that they were actually meeting with members of the Bilderberg Group, like maybe Kissinger, who was a main advisor of the Bush administration, probably still is. Behind the scenes, of course. David Rockefeller, buddy-buddy with George Pataki in 2006. You can watch that in Endgame. Makes me sick. Ben Bernanke, who's just being screamed at, head of the Federal Reserve right now, the chairman. Destroying this country, bringing down the dollar, eviscerating the housing market. I mean, it's disgusting. And now they're putting out press releases letting us know that they're our masters and they're going to meet in secret and it's a good thing. And that's why there's no press conference, and that's why there's no coverage, and that's why there's no open public forum for everybody to listen to what kind of policy they're trying to set, because they're setting policy that is not good for us, that does not have our best interests at heart. In fact, probably our worst interests at heart. It's policy that's going to bring in the North American Union. It's policy that's going to turn this country into a second world nation. Aren't you worried? Aren't you upset? Aren't you outraged? I am. George Shultz, Richard Pearl, Paul the Demon Wolfowitz. That's right. Assistant Secretary of Defense, Paul the Demon Wolfowitz. He's no good. He's garbage, okay? He's total garbage. In fact, he did like a little speech, which who was in front of? I think it was West Point. You will be surprised. Courage and surprise. New Pearl Harbor, right before 9/11. Very, very, very interesting. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex is out there bullhorning the local police they sent out to guard Bilderberg and the Marriott Hotel at Bilderberg right this very instant. You can go to the live stream at wearechange.org. While he's doing that, I'm going to take my first caller of the day. Let's go to Rocco in North Carolina. Rock, are you with us?
Hi, yes, I am. Hey, Jason, I had a quick question.
Sure.
You mentioned Morgan Reynolds. I found some of his articles helpful. And I was surprised you had mentioned that you thought he might be an Asian because he was in Terrorstorm. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the deal?
Well, he didn't. But when they first cut that Terrorstorm, he wasn't around talking about cartoon planes and space beams, man.
He's totally changed his
yeah,
total...
absolutely. He went off the deep end with people like, you know, it's really funny because even some people in the movement get behind on this. I remember the first time I met David Gray Griffin in his home. He did a lot of the fact checking on Loose Change Final Cut, and he suggested we go and interview Judy Wood. And I said, Mr. Griffin, with all due respect, Judy Wood is talking about Keebler elves as the World Trade Center towers, and she's talking about space beams and no planes, sir. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, you should see her last few articles from the last couple months. And he did, and he was, like, blown away and, you know, disassociated himself with her, which he should, you know. And Morgan Reynolds was another one of these guys that came out with pretty solid information, had been a member of the Bush administration, and then all of a sudden he's talking about cartoon planes on Fox, man. And that is, come on. Give me a break. If there's anything that's going to discredit this 9/11 truth movement, it's cartoon planes, bro.
So there's been certain individuals like that that evidently were...
Yeah, they get on a news show. Yeah. They get on a news show, and they sound okay the first or second time. And then by the third or fourth time when they've made a name for themselves in this movement, all of a sudden they're off the bandwagon, man. Well, and it's there to discredit us. It's there to make us look awful. And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of the information he does talk about in Terror Storm is real, but that's what COINTELPRO does. They give you about 80% good information, and then the other 20% is there to pollute the water, to, you know, put the turd in the punch bowl.
Yeah, that's terrible. What happened to the individual that wrote the terror timeline, which inspired 9/11 Press for Truth?
Are you talking about Paul Thompson?
Yeah.
He's still around. He just helped out, I think, with the In Their Own Words documentary, a follow-up to the other one you were just discussing, Press for Truth, and he's still around. I see him every once in a while on an interview. I think that he helps update that cooperativeresearch.org website as well.
Does he outright state he believes is an inside job?
No, he's one of those soft guys, man.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I enjoy his work. It's a great tool to actually look into things. But at the same time, you know, we need people to stand up and just outright say the truth. And you know what? Like I was talking to Jesse Benton, we have to bring people in from different avenues. So I respect his decision to kind of stay on the fence and just report all that other stuff. But anybody with a half a brain that looks at this information knows right away that, you know, there's more going on.
Right. I think with certain people, I mean, it took me some time, but I agree. But there's no evidence with him that he's an agent or anything.
No. You know what? I've met a lot of these, you know, quote-unquote lie hop guys, and I don't want to name any names, but there were a couple guys that rubbed me the wrong way, for instance. But this is a couple years ago. They may have changed their position. I remember being outside of the Chicago event, the first real 9/11 truth event, and somebody was talking to me about the controlled demolition of 1 and 2, and they were trying to tell me that it was mafia-built and it was built under code. And I was just like, look, man. There's no way that the official version of now, and the third official version, because first it was a pancake, second it was the steel melted.
And we're still waiting for the final report on 7, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the third one was, oh, well, it was so hot in there, it was somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 degrees, so the steel weakened, it didn't melt. Now, again, 1,500 and 1,800 degrees in the impact hole is impossible. Let me say it again. It is impossible. The firefighters, 2 minutes before the building collapsed, were in the impact hole. They said they could knock the fire down with two lines. Let me tell you something. Human beings don't hang out in 1,500-degree temperature. They don't hang out in half that. You know, that's like going into a broiler. So these guys that say that's the end-all, be-all, the evidence directly contradicts it.
I still wonder what the final explanation by NIST will be for 7.
It'll be fire. They didn't even look at some floors, man. All you had to do was listen in on that. I'm serious. All you had to do was listen in on that phone call. Where Richard Gage was actually lucky enough to get into that, and all the regular guys, the guy, I think his name is Sondar something or other for NIST, and he was the guy that told Popular Mechanics that 25% of the building was scooped out. Okay, that's the equivalent. let me explain that to people. This is a 47-story skyscraper. 1/4, very simple math, is over 12 stories. That is its own large building. It is its own large steel structure. It's absolutely ludicrous. We have video and photographs that prove the contrary. Rocco, I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. More Bilderberg with Alex Jones, and we're going to keep taking your calls, folks. I'm Jason Burmis. It's my final day. I thank you all for having me, by the way. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and Alex is out in Chantilly, Virginia right now. Built bullhorning Bilderberg. Remember, Bernanke, Kissinger, Schultz, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Rice, Rockefeller, Queen of the Netherlands, Queen of Spain, and many, many more. Head of Google is over there right now. Okay? Remember, cyber terrorism is on the agenda this year. They want to regulate that internet really, really bad. Cyber terrorism. What a joke. Is that going to be the next new fear-mongering? They're going to get our internet. They're going to make us all terrorists. All right, let's keep taking calls. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, are you with me?
Yes. These Bilderbergers are all sharks, but Wolfowitz, Pearl, Rice, as even Jim Tucker and others I've read on globalresearch.ca, these are the mad dog sharks. These are the rabid sharks trying in the feeding frenzy to cut out the other sharks from the contracts in Iran and Iraq. That was the first thing after the invasion of Iraq that they did, is they canceled the contracts that would have been put into effect as the support for those murderous sanctions were lifted in Europe. So I think what we've got to do, and I really appreciated Alex not just simply talking about the existence and the meeting a Bilderberg, but this split, this apparent split for the first time, because these guys are such mad dogs in this American section of the Bilderberg that they are going to bring the whole house down, apparently, with this mad war against Iran. And I think that, you know, this is what is the burning, screaming issue that should be shouted and bullhorned right now, that we must avoid any kind of a world war-provoking attack against Iran. This is the issue they're discussing, and there the whole issue is on the edge of the cliff, teetering back and forth. And I think that we hear the Democrats, the Republicans, Obama, Hillary, are total, absolute, on bended knee stooges for the Israeli warmongers.
Well, what do you think of the fact that they actually had their secret meeting in D.C. last night, on the night that the conference was kicked off?
There's something going on there, but I'm not going to rely on anything except total fealty by Obama, Hillary, and McCain towards war with Iran. Obama talks about we'll have a talk. Yeah, a talk submit, capitulate, give up your independence in any country he talks to, and they say we can't do anything with them. Now we've got to bomb them. There's no difference because they've all gone on pilgrimages in sackcloth and ashes to the APEC lobby to pledge their fealty to any warmongering crime that Israel wants to do itself as a junior partner with us. We can't rely on them.
All right, John, I thank you for the call. I got to jump to the next caller, but I'm with you. And, obviously these guys are just puppets. And, Obama sounds good. He's a really good speaker. Hillary's not a bad speaker either. They're both very intelligent individuals, but it's going to be more of the same. And it's not good. It's not good that they're meeting with the elites right now. Their little secret meeting last night, I guarantee you, Bilderbergers were indeed there. Let's go to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, are you with us?
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to say, we're trying to fight the fight also out here. There's a few of us that have gone on to a few of these international casts. And we're trying to basically just do refeeds of Alex Jones and different ideas, just sharing the information, explaining to people, asking them questions like, when did you vote for this North American Union? You know, trying to get them to see the obviousness of the situation. And a guy in the group had a great idea. He just had a little side call, and he called Chantilly today, and he asked to speak to David Rockefeller, and he got through. And he actually just spoke to the gentleman. And it's very scary when you talk to a 93-year-old gentleman that sounds so kind and nice, because... That's exactly what he sounded like. He didn't make a fool of himself. He asked him nice questions in a decent way, I should say. He didn't ask him nice questions. He's asking about, the fact that, you basically run the world, and there's many of us that are worried about this. And, didn't misrepresent himself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing because none of the media is covering it, but it seems like he's very accessible.
Well, the thing is that the veil has been pulled back, and just the fact that they put out a press release, and they're acting like they've always put out a press release. This is the first press release I've ever seen from the Bilderberg group, but with increasing scrutiny, with the fact that they've been on CNN International now, that there have been numerous specials regarding the subject, the fact that there's a couple hundred people that were outside of the hotel yesterday, I think really pushed them into a corner to say, all right, what do we do now? We can't just totally and completely black it out. Let's try to put some sort of a positive spin on this thing. And they're like, there will be no press conference. This is all in private. But it's for the good of humanity, when in fact, I don't think it's for the good of humanity. Do you, Kevin?
Well, I truly believe the press conference or the press release was somewhat to do with the phone call today. Actually, he had mentioned that there's two correspondents there. Didn't mention Alex Jones by name and Jim Tucker. But basically, it started to seem like there was a little bit of pressure to see what's going on when the world's elite are getting together and sharing ideas. Which is the way he said it, basically. He just said that they're just sharing ideas.
Of course, that's how they spun it in the press release. They're sharing ideas, no policy set there, total nonsense. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Let me break
it down
one more time. All right, this is 125 to 140 of some of the most powerful people in the world. They will set an agenda this weekend, and then this summer, in another month, as they've put some of the instruments into place, they'll go to the Bohemian Grove, the majority of these people. And then they will disperse their agenda to others. It's called compartmentalization. Everybody only gets to see a part of the picture. And remember, there's about 3,000 attendees and guests at the Bohemian Grove. So they'll disperse their agenda to those elitists, those lower-level elitists that are there. And then they'll disperse their agenda to their co-workers, to their assistants, to their business projects, and so on. To their defense contractors, to their military-industrial complex, cronies. All right, let's jump to Joe in Philly. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. First of all, I just want to say, if you notice, I don't know if you've been following the news about the oil prices. They jumped today already. And
what'd they
also,
jump to?
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw it.
Over 140?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just saw a headline. Didn't click on the headline and read it. I just thought that that was interesting.
All right.
Especially since I've heard, at least on NPR, that oil prices were expected to come down. But that's completely different from what I'm calling in for today. Yesterday, I found an article on Yahoo Finance. It's under News and Opinion. It was kind of hidden. And it talks about the Bilderberg announcing a 2008 conference. And it says for, and this is for press only, because I already called, you can, a list of participants is available by phone request at area code 703-818-3647.
Yeah, they put out that press release, and that's the American Friends of Bilderberg. I believe it's Stephen Lee you'll be talking to. And
you
can do that between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern today and tomorrow. But we already have the list. It's right.
Oh, you already got it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've read names off it today. But, I mean, we've got – let's go over some of them. Executive Committee at Deutsche Bank. We have Chase Manhattan's David Rockefeller. Bernanke is there, head of the Federal Reserve. Tom Daschle is there. Condi Rice is there. Paul Wolfowitz is there. Richard Perle is there. George Shultz is there. The head of Google is there. Queen of Spain, Queen of the Netherlands, and many, many others that we don't really know the names of that familiarly. But if you look at the businesses they're working for and the nations that they represent, this is truly the upper echelons of the elite, both in Europe and in this country. In fact, I'm sure, I know I forwarded it to Kurt Nemo before this radio broadcast. So there should be stories with the list of the Bilderbergers over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, sir.
Okay, one more thing, and I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any opinion about the New Age and what they're going to do for the New Age? You know,
well, I mean, they are pushing this, you know, new religion type movement where they're trying to move people away from Christianity. And personally, you know, I'm not trying to disappoint all the listeners. I don't act like I have all the answers. I don't subscribe to a certain religious philosophy. But it does seem like they want to pull in this one world religion. They love the kooky, like, Raelians and what they do and all these different sects and nuts, because they get to test things out on them, number one. And number two, they get to acclimate pop culture and popular society to these ideas of separate religious organizations and really, you know, bring people away from the traditional religion of Christianity in this country. And those who are, you know, think they're true Christians, you know, also think that George Bush is a true Christian.
But right.
He'll be at the Bohemian Grove. And
right.
They're used as tools by the 700 Club and all these other guys. And I'm sure at one point those very same preachers are going to push some sort of new religious movement. You know, after all, they don't believe what they're preaching. They believe in the almighty dollar and the elite they serve, man.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
By the way, oil rises more than $7 to new record high.
All right. Wow. Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Starvos in Canada. Starvos, are you with me?
Hello?
Hey, yes.
Hey, Jason. You're doing a great job on behalf of Alex.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm calling here from Canada,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to talk about a couple of things. The first of which is a Yahoo group, which is called Bush Did 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It is a phenomenal site. It has a lot of links and free videos and books on it. So you just search the Yahoo groups, Bush Did 9/11, and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is about this North American Union. People have to understand that this is a new political entity that's being created.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a new political entity being created, the ones who are creating it are going to have a blank slate, carte blanche, to do whatever they want. They're going to write whatever legislation they want, and they're going to enforce it however they want. So the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights are going to be totally wiped out.
They're out the window. It's just like what they're doing with the EU. It started with trade agreements. Now they're building a constitution. It's all about eroding sovereignty. It's all about bringing in a North American Union with Canada, the United States, and Mexico at the helm.
Yeah, that's correct. And also, that's why some Toronto 9/11 truth movement over here in Canada is having a demonstration against that on June 14th between 1 and 4 p.m. So people up here in Toronto or the greater Toronto area can come out. It's going to be at Queen's Park. And we're going to have a large number of speakers demonstrating against this and publicly telling everybody why this is not a good idea and that this is very, very dangerous.
Excellent. And way to stay active, Starwest. I got to jump to the next caller. That's what we all need to do. We need to get active. We need to, you know, organize these things. We need to share information. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to make videos. I like you to take those videos, make copies, and hand them out to people, to have screenings, to show people this information, to get active, to become a Luke Radowski. I mean, Luke Radowski, one of the most amazing human beings I've ever come across on this earth. I mean, a young guy getting out there with a bullhorn, finding a way to Chantilly, Virginia. Folks, this guy's got a lot on his plate. He's a young, young person trying to go to college. Okay, he's trying to defeat the globalists in their grand master plan to bring in what they like to call people like Kissinger, people like Brown, people like Blair, people like Bush, people like Cheney. They like to call it the New World Order. It is their term for it. All right, let's jump to Art in Kansas. Art, are you with me?
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I wish you had your own show.
Well, you know, I used to have my own show on GCN weekly. I used to do five nights a week, on and off. It's awfully tough to keep up with, and I don't have all this cool equipment myself. So the cool equipment makes the show just a little bit better.
Uh-huh. That list, that Bilderberger list, I don't think that's going to list everybody.
Oh, no, it is. It's got all of them. I guarantee
it.
I'll tell you what it doesn't have. It'll probably
Michelle
have Obama. 10 or... Well, hold on. It'll probably won't have the 10 or 15 guests that they're going to meet with in other locations.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And, you know, that's what I said in the past 2 days on the run-up. I said, you know, they're having this in Chantilly, Virginia. It gives them an awful great access to military insiders, you know, congressional insiders, political insiders that normally wouldn't go. And then last night, the report comes out all over the mainstream media that Hillary and Obama have met. And what are the chances they're meeting in D.C.? No, they're not on the list. But read in between the lines, folks. There's a reason they're meeting in D.C., and it's because the Bilderberg Conference is there.
How about Michelle Obama? She's CFR.
She's absolutely CFR, but so is Obama. I mean, Obama goes out there and says, well, I'm not CFR, but have I spoke in front of them? Of course. Have I attended their meetings? Of course. So he's as CFR as they get. You know, he's married to a member of the organization. He speaks before the organization. He attends conferences with the organization. He knows damn well what the Council on Foreign Relations is. And it's just unfortunate that he's so charismatic and such a good speaker. People are going to be sold on this snake oil salesman in the same respect they were sold on Clinton in the 90s because he carries himself well. And we've had 8 years of somebody who doesn't, somebody who says dumb things, of somebody who's so publicly inept. The argument is that him and his administration couldn't at all carry out 9/11. And I don't think Bush could have, but his administration, parts of it, you know, people like Wolfowitz, people like Cheney, people like Rice, people like Rumsfeld, you bet they could.
And his brothers.
Well, absolutely. Well, Jeb Bush is a lot smarter than he is. So is Neil Bush.
That's
you know,
it.
You know, I'm with you. I mean, Jeb Bush declares martial law in the days before 9/11 in Florida, knowing his brother is going to be in Florida on 9/11. You know, Neil Bush running security at Dulles Airport and the World Trade Center prior to 9/11.
Right.
I mean, what are the chances, right? Yeah, it's all very mysterious to me, but people, you know, want to turn a blind eye. They want to turn on the playoffs. You know, it's the finals.
Also, Edwards is Bilderberg.
Oh, big time. He's gone twice now publicly.
And you mentioned our Governor Sebelius.
Oh, you're in Kansas?
Yeah, she was there last year.
She's here this year. She's on the list today.
Yeah, and she's an abortion-loving Catholic. So there you go.
And they go hand in hand, apparently. Art, I thank you for the call. This is the Alex Jones Show, folks, and if you want to see a live feed, I think it's down right now, but over at wearechange.org, they are broadcasting from time to time, and although now is not one of those times, I think they have the first 25 minutes of their broadcast over there, so you can just click on that, and that's Alex Jones, Luke Radowski, and others in the 9/11 Truth Movement, bullhorning Bilderberg. Bullhorning, what are our globalist masters, the people who are plotting against us, who want to control us, who want to enslave us, who want to further turn us into this consumerist culture of morons, of Neanderthals, of people who cannot contemplate what is truly going on, what the true political paradigm is of corporate military industrial complex. That's what it is. It's a corporate military industrial complex interest for globalization. That's what it is. It is not right and left. It is not Republican and Democrat. It is not conservative and liberal. Those are all terms, nomenclature, to get you accustomed to one or the other, to get you accustomed to a false choice, to a lie, to nonsense. We're going to be having Daniel Estalon on, by the way, in about 50 minutes at half past the hour on one, and he's going to give his take on the list that's leaked, the press conference. Of course, he is the author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, and we carry that and other great videos over at Infowars.com. You know, I haven't plugged Alex's videos, and I really need to. You know, we're carrying American Drug War. We're carrying Washington, You're Fired. We're carrying all of Alex's films. We're carrying, of course, Loose Change, The Final Cut, and Loose Change, Second Edition. And if you're interested in my point of view, I throw up a little blog over at loosechange911.com. Or you can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. But if you want the Final Hour live video feed, you got to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And believe me, folks, it's worth it. We're going to be back. Hopefully, Alex will be calling in from Bilderberg 2008.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age.
This atomic age of renegades. My boys rage against the machine. This is the Alex Jones Show. And Alex is out there at Bilderberg bullhorning and getting in their face. We got the list. We got the press release. It's unbelievable. They're being exposed. Alex Jones is with us. Alex, just incredible work down there.
Brothers, it's been amazing. And I wanted to tell you that Philly 9/11 Truth, there's more coming in and out. It's incredible. they got Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke going out, right, guys? I've seen the video. I've blown up his face on the video.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the list. He's on the official list sitting in front of him, sure.
So Fed Chairman Bernanke on video. We just got that. And here are the guys. Here come more with police escorts. It's just wild. Yeah, there's a big setup coming down about the turn. It's just amazing out here. It's like tropically hot, though. I mean, 100% humidity.
Let's get your take on the fact that they put out a press release this year and they actually gave away the list.
Well, you see, Jim Tucker says, and that's basically my take on it, but he confers and concurs, is that we've exposed them. We've totally blown them wide open. But the big issue is they put a press release out as a way to say, yeah, we're public, but then none of the newspapers or magazines will report on it. And just a quick directive to Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson and all them. A lot of people are telling us that they're emailing photos, that they've taken video stills, they've taken videos. I need to make sure we scour through all the emails that are coming in, maybe get into Aaron's emails and others, to make sure that we're getting all the photos up on PrisonPlanet.com, on InfoWars.com. I don't have to tell people how important it is that the stories that Paul Watson has written and that Kurt have written need to be emailed out to everybody. We're the only media here. We're here covering it. In 95-degree, 100% humidity. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we're out here really busting our butts to get this footage. And we want everybody to, really spread the word about what's happening out here and the developments that have been taking place. And we also want everybody to thank Coast to Coast AM, because other than this radio show and Genesis Network, which is on quite a few AM and FM stations, obviously Coast to Coast is a lot bigger. They have been having me on each night, the last three nights, and tonight will be the last night. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, now Friday tonight, with a little 5 and 10 minute reports in the first hour. And that has really given us a lot of protection, because we had them pull a fire alarm on us. We had them threaten to arrest us. We had FBI guys come in, diplomatic security services come in, and try to get us to say we were going to do violent things. They have announced themselves, the State Department Diplomatic Security Services, at two people's homes, have given us their names, interviews. Remember the guy a week and a half ago that posted the real good video of inside the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy that posted the video of driving around inside?
Yep.
They got their plate numbers and came to their houses in front of their kids and threatened them. So, I mean, and these are just nice families.
No First Amendment anymore, Alex.
Well, that's what this is all about in this country now, is our military, our police. Oh, by the way, they're our Marines. I forgot that part. We've talked to at least 8 different witnesses, and through the woods I saw guys in camo, and they weren't police uniforms. They looked like Marine uniforms, but some of the guys I talked to, who we've interviewed and who we've confirmed, don't even forget, Richard, we got to go get more interviews with them, who tried to drive in Marines, first police, then feds, Secret Service types, and then Marines come up with their guns and say, boy, we'll take you down to a military brig in Virginia, you'll never be seen again. So we actually have Guantanamo Bay type threats going on. Right now here, so it's not fun, but at the same time it is exhilarating and empowering to be standing up against this tyranny. Guys, 9/11 Philly Truth. Here, introduce yourself to Jason Mermis and tell folks about what you saw in Bernanke. Both of you guys are really well spoken. Please repeat what you said earlier to
Alex. Let's get him on the other side. It's the end of the segment, and I want to get your take on the Obama and Hillary meeting over in D.C. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're out of the command center in Austin, Texas right now. Alex Jones is in Chantilly, Virginia. Bilderberg, 2008. We just had him on the line. Do we have Philly 911 Truth with us right now?
Yeah, this is Nick Carangi of Philly 911 Truth. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Great, man. Why don't you give us an update on what's going down in Chantilly?
All right, yeah, here at Ground Zero, Chantilly, Virginia, with the Bilderberg Conference. We just had a sighting of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. We went around to the front, the mass large body of the group, and instead of, you know, taking the entire group, we left a few stay-behind operatives, sort of like Gladio, just kind of, you know, be an outpost. And luckily, through that method of, you know, organization, we were able to capture the Fed chair as he exited the Bilderberg Conference. And Phil Figueredo is actually the fellow who captured it. He got a pretty exclusive shot, so I'm going to let him take it from here, what he thinks about it all.
All right.
Hey, buddy, Jason, how you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Good, man. I'm Phil Figueredo. I'm from Philly 911 Truth. And I was staying behind on the side entrance. Everybody went to the front entrance. And all of a sudden, I see a police escort. There's two black limousines in the back cars. And then I had my camera focused. And then on the back seat of the first black car was Bernanke. And I was just like, wow, it's Bernanke. I was like, whoa. And he was on his BlackBerry. He didn't even have his tinted windows. Like, he had some, you know, real gall. Like, just,
he's a man.
Yeah, he's the guy who's killing our country through, you know, devaluing the currency. I mean,
well, they're all blinging out. I mean, did you hear about the fact that the Department of Justice purchased 125 iPods to ship there?
Yeah,
with Bilderberg 2008. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I mean, public money. I mean, that's nuts. But him being here and him showing his face, and I mean, he has a police escort. You think, you know, he's working for the government, but no, he's, you know, working for the private Federal Reserve. And, you know, it just shows where his true allegiances are, and that's to the international bankers, you know, that run this country and the world. So, I mean, it's real bad. And he doesn't even, like, he just has the gall, no tinted windows. I mean, yesterday we saw a bunch of people, they're, you know, cowards, you know, with their tinted windows, and they're having their coats cut on the hangers in the back, covering their faces, reading the newspaper, but not this guy. I mean, I don't know if he got word that most of us were in the front. I think that's what it was. And then, yeah, I was with some guys from AFP, and I think they got some good shots of him too. But yeah, that was it. It was nuts.
Man, it's pretty incredible, the turnout there. You know, yesterday I saw a bunch of people there. I saw like 25 people there while Alex was bullhorning. Right now, the live stream is back up over at wearechange.org. You can see Luke Radowski and Rob Jacobson outside of the Bilderberg meeting, and it's sweltering heat, and it's just so good to know that we have at least pushed the mainstream media into admitting that there is a Bilderberg conference, that it is secret. They're admitting that it's secret, but it's so there can be open and candid about our enslavement.
Yes.
And not have to have any repercussions whatsoever. Why don't you speak to that, the privacy of this meeting, and the fact that, you know, there's little to no chance that any of the policy that's discussed will come out in an open forum?
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. I mean, I guess We Are Changed got a video of Bill Clinton that you were talking about the other day. I was listening to you, and you were saying, you know, how he basically admitted that they were negotiating NATO policy before he got to the Bilderberg meeting, you know.
And by the way, the head of NATO security is there right now. He is on the list. Of course he is. You know,
Jim Tucker, actually, I guess he got a press release from Newswire that's like, like, they don't usually do that type of stuff, and they had all
businesswire.com. Yeah, they had this press release, and it's just unbelievable. They talk about how they're going to be talking about a nuclear free world, cyber terrorism, Africa, Russia, finance.
Cyber terrorism, exactly. They're confronting us now.
Yeah, we're the cyber terrorists because we're the ones reporting this in a live and open forum to the world. We're doing the journalist's job. Unfortunately,
exactly.
The people that control the journalists are inside that very meeting right now. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back after these messages. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and if you want that live video feed, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get on it.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. And remember, you can see this live feed over at Bilderberg at wearechange.org. We're going to be posting some of that over at, I think there's a mirror over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do I still have Philly 911 Truth with me?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's still here.
So you guys have done some pretty amazing work outside of this. One of the ones that stands out in my mind is your Bob Graham confrontation.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, Nick got him on that real good.
I wish you guys would send that to us. I'd love to put that in my new film. I talk a lot about the connection between the ISI, Bob Graham, Porter Goss, George Tenet.
That was my only criticism of Loose Change. The new one was it didn't go into that, you know, aspect more. Mm-hmm. But there was only so much you could put in there. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a 2-hour-plus movie.
I'm glad to hear you're making another one, though. That's good.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, you know, go into, you know, how this was financed, how it was carried out, who were the patsies, what role did everybody play, because obviously there was a lot of compartmentalization going
on. Oh, most definitely.
And, you know, that's what the Pakistani ISI was there to do. They were there to fund the hijackers through our allies to cause plausible deniability between our intelligence agencies and theirs.
Yeah, let me put Nick on so we can talk about the Bob Graham confrontation.
Absolutely.
All right, here he is.
Yeah, well, quick
quick run through the Bob Graham confrontation. Besides challenging him about several of the 9/11 whistleblowers, of course, we brought up Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer and Sabelle Edmonds, which he denied any knowledge of. Specifically, we brought up the issue that he received pre-9/11 intelligence about R.G. Abbas, the supposed operative of Osama bin Laden.
That was the Randy Glass information?
Right, Randy Glass, who was basically working as an undercover arms salesman with the ATF.
Yeah, there was even an MSNBC special on the whole entire thing.
Right, I mean, yeah, the story should have gone supernova in the mainstream media. However, obviously, we know how they're killed very quickly. So I challenge Senator Bob Graham because he's the one, he and another Florida senator, I can't remember his name.
Porter Goss. And they were both meeting with the head of the ISI, and they are the co-chairs of the initial congressional investigation. A lot of people don't know that the lead Democrat on that was also Nancy Pelosi. So you can't expect her to want to reinvestigate 9/11 when she was part of the original congressional cover-up where 27 pages were redacted.
Definitely. But here's the thing. Randy Glass had more than just paper transactions. He sent communiques, but also he met with Graham in person, and he has the video, actually, of that conversation. So, I mean, that's in his back pocket. I don't know if and when Randy Glass will release that.
Well, I hope he does. I mean, we're already waiting almost 7 years,
That may be the only security. I mean, it's difficult
to say.
Yeah,
I don't want to come down on people when I don't know the entire situation. But, I'm with you on that.
In challenging Graham on that issue, it's like you bring it up that he received the pre-9/11 intel that R.G. Abbas is plotting to, destroy the World Trade Centers. And again and again, you have Glass pleading with them, saying, what are you doing to follow up with this information? And his staffer, Charlie Yontz, affirms that, yes, the senator is taking action. And then a few months later, 9/11, transpires. And ever since then, Graham has denied ever receiving Glass prior to the September 11th. Eventually, he did say that he received them after the attacks. But now he's even rescinded that completely. He denies any knowledge whatsoever of Randy Glass or that issue.
Absolutely. He has to deny it because once he says that he knows about it, he becomes a little bit more criminally culpable, and he's obviously hiding a lot.
Right. He's a total shill for the September 11th criminals, whomever they may be.
One of the more apologetic shills, I'll give him that. So what's the plan for tonight?
Another apologetic show we just got. Richard A. Clark, excuse me. We just got him the other day. We brought up W-199I, the internal memorandum that was circulating within the FBI and CIA.
Mufaz bin Laden, bin Laden brother-in-law.
1996, calling agents off of WAMI, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, and eventually used again up until 2001 to basically stop the investigations, like what we saw with Colleen Rowley, Robert Wright, Harry Salmon, all these investigations getting killed as part of the W-199I issue. Greg Palast, of course, did the research into that. He has the document. He's only given about 2 pages from what I can see on the Internet. But what we do know of it, it's pretty much it's conducive to the whole September 11th conspiracy, of course. He denied any knowledge whatsoever of the W-199I issue. He also denied any knowledge whatsoever of Sabelle Edmonds, although he was the terrorism czar at that point in time in 2002. So he's obviously, although he's the one that said, we failed you, and he takes the onus on himself and sort of placates and, ossifies the families
total
and the general public. Yeah, he's a total shill yet again. And
I'm with you
We have to keep the pressure on him. And he's on tour with his new book, Your Government Failed You.
You hear that, folks? You want to get involved? You want to be part of the media? Go to his book signing. Ask him a tough question.
Just go on to Google right now and just type book signings, and you will find Richard Clark, you will find Richard Haass, you will find all of these criminal elitists that we're seeing today here at the Bilderberg Conference. Didn't see those two former ones I mentioned, but we certainly are seeing enough. I mean, there's sketchy reports of Paul Wolfowitz.
No, Wolfowitz is there. He's on the list. Okay. Wolfowitz is there. Condoleezza Rice is there.
I haven't read the list as of yet, but what we did see yesterday was definitely heavy guards, armed entourage, police escorts, and what looked to be, because one of them was purportedly holding a Desert Eagle, which you cannot possess in the United States, from what I understand.
Another illegal.
Israeli or Mossad connection, most likely.
So what are the plans for tonight? What are you guys doing this evening at the Bilderberg
Conference? We're going to be here till 10 o'clock. I encourage every single person that's in the 400 miles, make the drive. Come out here. Take the flight if you have to. We're going to be here till Sunday. they're going to be leaving, and of course we're going to catch them, you know, scurrying away back to their whatever.
Like
nest
the cockroaches they are. All right,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
I thank you guys for the call and the update. I'm going to jump to some other callers, but
yeah, great,
yo,
great.
keep us updated and keep up the great work.
We're going to keep on out here. We'll have more reports as the weekend proceeds.
All right, thank you, brother. There it is, Bilderberg 2008, live from Chantilly, Virginia. You're only going to get it on this radio broadcast, the Alex Jones Show. And this show is made possible through our sponsors, such as Enerfood. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to the stuff. It is really all over the office, folks. And for all the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners. Just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com and click on the banner. The number is 1-866-762-9238. That's 1-866-762-9238. And our other huge sponsor, our largest sponsor, is, of course, eFoods Direct. And I talked earlier about how they are rationing food in some stores in New York. This is a serious matter. You can only get 3 bags of rice over at Sam's Club and over at BJ's. This is tragic. I can't believe I live in a country now where I can't get everything I need for purchase. Rationing food. Think about that. Really scary. So go to eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is that there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. With store food, you eliminate that worry. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. There are no experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods a direct a call at 1-800-409-5633 or click on the huge banner over at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That's the number 1-800-409-5633, eFoods Direct. All right, we got some time in this segment to take some callers. Remember, Daniel Estolan will be on at half past the hour. We're going to talk about these Bilderberg developments, the fact they put out a press release, the fact that the attendee list is there, what he thinks is now on the agenda with that attendee list leaking, all the latest stories over at Infowars.com. Right now, let's jump to John in Missouri. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you with me?
Yes, give me 2 seconds. Okay, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, good job. I just wanted to let you know that you're getting better. I want to make sure that you know that you're getting better. And I want to make sure that somebody lets you know that.
All right, man.
But I wanted to, on a lighter note, let you know that something that these talk show hosts do have Freudian slips, you could say. O'Reilly had on his show a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, I saw him, where he was mentioning that video on YouTube has surfaced where he was very angry 20 years ago.
I watched it on Inside Edition.
You know, you can see where he's swearing and all that. Mm-hmm. And he said he would show it on his show, but he can't due to contractual agreements. It's kind of slipped up. I want to let you know that this
well, what you're referring to is this
is so easily discredited. And I want to encourage people to call up talk shows more often because there are so many of us and such few of them, and it's so easy to get through on these talk shows that we can easily discredit these propagandists and bring them to justice more quickly.
Well, that is the Mark Dice model, and I
totally
agree. I want
to also bring your attention to something that I think is very widely ignored, and that's that in the L.A. Times about 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you want to look at Babylon and Beyond, I don't know if you've seen that Major General Kevin Bergner had reported that out of 20,000 pieces of ammunition and ordnance and that kind of thing, nothing had been identified as coming from Iran. Had you seen that?
No, I haven't. But, you know, they're trying to set up Iran. There's no doubt about it in my mind, although Estolan may disagree. We got to let you go. Your phone connection is just awful. And it's clicking in and out. That's all right. Let's jump to another phone call. Let's go to Joe in Edmonton. Joe, you with me?
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. Two
sure.
things here. I got one of these criminal scumbag elite coming to my city, coming to the Shaw Conference Center here at Edmonton come Friday, June the 20th. He's going to speak for about an hour and a half.
Well, hold on. Let's wait to the other side. You let us know who this criminal is. It's the Alex Jones Show, live Bilderberg 2008 coverage, Infowars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, Bilderberg 2008. This is the top-of-the-line coverage, the coverage you're going to get nowhere else. This is where we tell you who's there, why they're there. We have live reports from there, which nobody else has. And if you go to wearechange.org right now, you'll see Rob Jacobson, one of the great employees over here at Infowars.com, responsible for a lot of the editing of Alex Jones's great films, including 9/11 Truth Rising. The 9/11 Chronicles coming up. I think we're going to be releasing that on the net on July 4th. It's very exciting. The DVD is being mastered as we speak. And Rob is just a great person, great patriot. And we hope to hear from Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully we'll have Estelle on in the next segment. We'll see what happens. But right now we're talking to Joe at Edmonton, and he's talking about telling people to confront some of these scum. So who's coming to your town?
Okay. Hang on to the seat of your pants here, Jason, because this piece of garbage, this pathetic piece of dog vomit, the kindest words that I can find for this clown, William Jefferson Clinton, 42nd President of your United States, come here to Edmonton. He's going to be speaking here in Edmonton, Alberta, at the Shaw Conference Center, 2 weeks from today, on the 20th of June, from 12 o'clock noon to 1:30. Then he travels 200 miles south to Calgary to speak in Calgary. I don't know where about what venue in Calgary, but likely. But anyway.
Well, the bottom line is we need some truth squads out there. We need some tough questions asked. He was just confronted on Bilderberg yet again, and he was asked, why isn't the media at Bilderberg? And he just, I don't know. I haven't been there in 15 years. I suspect he's been there sooner than 15 years
denial,
ago.
Denial. You know,
absolutely.
That's,
and his
how
wife,
a lot of these big political celebrities talk.
I'll tell you right now, his wife probably met with Bilderbergers last night. There's no way it's a coincidence that her and Obama get together for their first meeting after she says that she's out of the race in D.C., on the night the Bilderberg Conference starts, okay? Give me a break. That's like lightning striking five times in the same place.
Also, too, Jason, can I just weigh in with one more quick comment,
sure.
Then I'll go here.
Sure.
Right here up in my neck of the woods, here in Alberta, we have been basking in an economic boom thanks to the high price of oil over the past few years. And I, you know, for me, it really frustrates me personally trying to wake up a brain-dead Alberta citizenry who, you know, like, I don't know really where to start, you know.
Let me tell you what you can do, man.
Circuses galore.
You got to just get information that you know you want to share with people. People don't read much anymore. Unless you sit them down and you put them in front of a television, they're God, okay?
Exactly.
They're not going to buy into it. And that's why you need to get copies of these movies. You know, you can download them for free if you can't afford them. We encourage you to make copies. But you got to make it fun. You got to say, oh, let's have a dinner party. Invite five of your friends and maybe sit them down and just say, oh, you know, let's throw this in and see what happens. Maybe play some cards while you're watching it. You're going to catch someone's interest. You know, you've got to bring it in a positive light. And, I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. I've been doing it now for 6 years. And it's tough waking people up, but slowly but surely, I've gotten a lot of people to come around, my friends, my family, the people most important to me, complete strangers. I mean, we need to share this information. We need this info war to get into the next gear. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go Leaf in New York City. Leaf, are you with us?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Before you mentioned something about the New World Religion.
Sure.
I wanted to give you a heads up as to what exactly that was. I work in downtown New York, and about a block from where I work is an organization called the Lucius Trust.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of them.
Of course.
They were started as the Lucifer Trust in the 1920s by Alice A. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went there because I saw their name so many times. It's a really weird place. The place does not look like it belongs on Wall Street where it is. And
It used to be the Lucifer Trust, by the way, for those that don't know.
Yeah. And I got a bunch of pamphlets from there, and a lot of the titles are things like The New Group of World Servers, The New World Religion, The Reappearance of Christ, things on meditating together with two other people to create these things called triangles. And the thing that really set me off about them was they recently had their conference in New York, and they have three major festivals every year.
Mm-hmm.
One's in New York, one's in London, and one's in Geneva. What kind of religious organization meets in the financial capitals of the world? I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's a really strange place, and they are occultists. It's an occult, esoteric mystery school. They straight up say that they are, in fact, part of the United Nations. They have United Nations stuff all over the inside of their office.
Oh, they're totally one-worlders, man, and you're dead on, man. They're pagans. They're into this Luciferian religion. It's do as thou wilt, and they're trying to usher it in. They're trying to break down society. I thank you for the call, Leaf. Hopefully we'll have Esalen on the other side. If we don't, we'll be taking more calls. Alex will be calling in at the bottom of the hour. And remember, we got hot-ass Amy Allen, MTV's Amy Allen, coming in for the final hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip
to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
You know what I need out there? I need a Big John, a Big Adam, a Big Tom, a Big Alice, a Big Betty. To start becoming the media, to start standing up for what they believe in, to go to Bilderberg. We got a few of those people over there. We got some big Philly time over there. By the way, Philly 9/11 Truth is one of the best 9/11 Truth organizations locally that I know of. They keep pumping out the hits. And if you want to make a difference, truthaction.org, wearechange.org. In fact, let's go to the live We Are Change feed. Ah, as soon as I'm going to hit the button, it's not broadcast. I mean, literally my finger's on the button. And they cut the broadcast. Unbelievable. Well, it's live radio, folks, so you just got to move along to get along. Remember, coming up in a half an hour, we did confirm we are going to have Amy Allen. So that means I'm going to play a little Ron Paul Revolution song for you. It's top-notch, kids, and I hope you enjoy. Let's go to Leon in Texas. Leon, you're on the air live.
Howdy. I was listening to you guys talking about the collapse of the Twin Towers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a clue that you have overlooked.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, before these things fell down, there was a bunch of New York Police Department helicopters circling them.
Sure, and they give off that little flash right before the tower goes down, right?
And they were trying to assess, the possibility of evacuating people, and they decided that it was impractical. But in the meantime, they took videotapes of the floors where the airliner struck.
Okay.
Okay. And these videotapes are pretty striking.
Are we talking about, like, the videotapes of the woman in the impact zone waving and that sort of thing?
No. She was on a different floor. But what we're talking about is that they're looking straight. They got their video cam pointed straight into the impact floor, and it's white hot in there. I mean, it's not like diesel fuel hot; it's white hot. And I know
where's
the difference.
Where is this video? I've never seen it.
Well, I've seen stills from it.
Well, where can I find this stuff? Because I've never seen any of this stuff. White hot, huh? I've seen just about everything. I've gone through every live news feed from that day until 9/13 that's available from ABC to CBS.
There's a still from it in one of the major, one of the major books on the 9/11 thing.
Well, I would say send it out to Aaron at Infowars.com or get at me at Jason@loosechannel.com.
Wait a minute. Now, you might think this would prove that there was thermite or something like that on that floor. But I don't think it does.
Well, again, I can't really comment because I haven't seen the pictures. Obviously, you think the official version is what happened. When we see the squibs going 20 and 40, 60 floors below the impact, we have molten metal that is unexplainable, and we have people inside that impact hole 2 minutes before the towers actually collapse, and that's confirmed by the NYFD. They say they can knock it down.
The body of the plane itself is 110 tons of aluminum, and if that burns, it's like burning 300 tons of coal on one floor.
Well, once again, I mean, they're in the impact hole. There's no doubt about it. They're in the impact hole. They're up there. They're in the, I think it was like the 72nd, 73rd floor, and they say they can knock the fires out with two hand lines. You can't survive in white-hot heat if you're a human being.
Those people weren't talking from there.
Yes, they were. Absolutely,
they were in the middle lobby.
Sorry, you're wrong. They're on that floor. It's in Loose Change Second Edition. It's confirmed. Go check it out for yourself. I'm going to let you go because you've got a lot of misinformation, man. They're in the impact zone. They're not in the lobby. Come on, the lobby.
You can knock out little fires with little hand lights.
Because it was a little fire. They're in the impact zone.
It's not a little fire where the plane actually hit.
I gave you your little soapbox. Send me the pictures. I'll take a look at it. I think it's nonsense. Again, these people are in the impact zone. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see. First, for those that, I appreciate Alex's view that we don't want to get into a bunch of religious dogmatism, like I like to say. If you love me as your brother in Christ, please show me where I'm wrong, because we're all wrong about something. DoYouLoveJesus.org, letter U. I read this book about a year ago called The Synagogue of Satan, and I've dealt with people who I think you're a sycophant, and he thought I was paying him a compliment. I said, no, you don't understand. You're not engaging your brain. What I'm saying, That's what sycophant means, is a person who accepts things at face value without checking them out. And that, the thing is, this book spells out the lineage of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, that they're Ashkenazi, and he explains, in Judaism, you have to be of a proper, legitimate, matriarchal lineage. These people don't have a legitimate, a person can proselytize into the faith, and their descendants are considered to be full-fledged Jews. But the thing is that, basically, I try to point people out that there's a site called Jews Not Zionist that fully concur that basically, Zionism and Judaism are exactly opposite in so many respects. Judaism says you treat your fellow man, whether he's a believer in the Jewish faith or not, with the same fairness and justice regardless. And Zionism says is basically militant hegemony and basically oppression and provocateuring. And
well, let me speak to that just for one second, because a lot of people, you know, obviously they try to associate the Patriot movement, the 9/11 Truth movement, with anti-Semitism. And
yes.
Any time that you bring up Israel as a bad guy, in which many cases they are, they automatically say Jew. Well,
right.
Number one, in the United States, you don't refer to everybody as a Christian, okay, even though that
right.
is the dominant religion. Okay,
right.
Just because you live in Israel does not mean you are a Jew. And
yes.
just because you're born of a Middle Eastern descent that happens to be, quote-unquote, Jewish, doesn't mean you follow that religion. So
right.
I think that that's just a terrible term. I think when you're criticizing the Israeli government or the Mossad, you need to say that by name.
Right.
And I think that there is a total difference between what Zionism is, which was, you know, the creation and prolonging of Israel and all this agenda in the Middle East, from Judaism. You know, I'm in New
exactly.
York, man, and, you know, I go to – when I went to college, you know, half of the students were – you know, Jewish descent, you know, had a bar mitzvah, the whole thing. These people aren't part of some kind of plot to take over the world. They're not inherently evil. You know, they're
right.
people like you and me, and
right.
they're following, you know, the religion that their parents put upon them. And
right.
I hate the confusion. I hate all of the the anti-Jew stuff. It's garbage.
Well,
and,
yeah, because, yeah, it's one of those things where, and the thing I try to be clear is, like, when people hear this mistaken idea that in Islam and the Muslim world, they refer to America as the great Satan. It's like, no, they're not even referring to the government as the great Satan. They're referring not merely to the political figures that are up at the top of the apparent pyramid. They're referring actually more to the people behind the scenes. You know, it's like...
there's that great Revelations quotation right before they go over the mark of the beast, that our leaders... will pose as Christians and actually be into the occult. And it's all in like
right.
the same paragraph. It's unbelievable to me. I thank you for the call, Mark. I'm going to try to jump over to the Bilderberg Group. Matt Lapasik is doing a little bullhorning, so let's hit the button and hopefully it works. Let's go.
Those inside the building that deny that this conference even exists. How did they do that? Why did they do that? And who are they working for? They're not working for your family. They're not working for my family. They're not working for the United States of America. Or any of the notions for which this country was founded on. They're working towards a world order. A centralization of power. Today this country stands in threat of a merger. Our country stands in threat of the North American Union. And the Security and Prosperity Agreements. That threaten to merge our once sovereign powers. Today the European Union is nearly completed with the Lisbon Treaty and the final onslaught introducing the new European Union presidential superstate.
And there you have it. Live from Bilderberg. Remember, you can get that video feed over at wearechange.org. We're probably going to be playing some of that in the final hour with Amy Allen. Let's take one more phone call, and then I'm going to try to play this Amy Allen video. Let's go to Renee. Renee, you're live on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, before I get to my point, I just am just a little suspicious. I am suspicious that I just don't think it's a coincidence that little hottie Amy Allen
uh-huh.
was scheduled when you were supposed to, Jason.
I'll admit, I did luck out. I really lucked out.
I think that was your plan.
I don't book the guests, but I'll take them when I get them.
She looks a lot better than Willie Nelson.
I would have to agree with you there.
But I think one thing that we have to get rid of to ever have a chance of getting the whole system clean is all these perks that the government workers get. The thing is, to me, it's not fair.
Oh, did we just lose her? Oh, that's unfortunate, because she had a lot of, she seemed like she had a lot of good things to say, but I have to agree with her. A lot of people are drawn into the government sector because of the benefits, because they're not going to have to worry about their dental, their health, their family's health, and that makes them good little servants. You know, they don't want to question the status quo. They don't want to have to go to the private sector where they're going to probably have to take a decrease in pay and a decrease in benefits and struggle a little more. They're willing to take on that fascism. So I got some more callers, but before we go to the callers, let's do it, because we got Alex coming up in the bottom of the hour, and then Amy probably doesn't want to hear her own song again. But here it is, the video, the unofficial video for Ron Paul Revolution.
Reserve system printing all this money.
Awesome video. I cannot wait to have Amy Allen on the program in about 15 minutes. Just killer. You know, she got the Suicide Girls in there, for those who know what that is, another group of hot chicks. Just another way to reach the masses. You know, I played a Flobot song because this is about bringing the youth into this. We're the only ones that have really stepped up hardcore. Let's be honest about it. I see my film, you know, Loose Change on college campuses. I talk at high schools and colleges more than any other place. And I've even talked to a couple middle schools, folks. You know, the young people know what's going on. You know, that's where it's big. And we need to motivate them to get involved in government, to learn what the three branches are again, to look for checks and balances. All right, let's take another caller before we end this segment. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, are you with me?
Yes, I am. What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. You're doing a great job. This is Real exciting time. I think you're absolutely right about the youth getting involved, and we are stepping up, and I feel real excited about all this. I've always wanted to ask you, when I saw Loose Change Debates Popular Mechanics, if you could give a little bit of a behind the scenes, what went on there.
Sure.
Like with the guy that was right next to you, sitting
James
right next
Meggs.
To you, seemed real nervous.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jimmy Meggs. In fact, there's a little video up there. I want to say it's the 9/11 2006 video, I'm pretty sure. Dylan posted it. You can see some Louder Than Words videos on the run-up to that. But we were in the thing, and they asked us to stop filming them. It was him and David Dunbar. And I approached them prior to the thing. I gave my card. I said, you know, I'd love to interview you guys for the final cut, you know, a representative of Popular Mechanics. And they took my card, blah, 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 blah. Now, in between commercial breaks, after the first segment, when I'd actually gotten to talk, you know, the first segment, like, this guy was blown away. He's looking at me. He can't believe what I'm saying to him. And then by the second segment, he actually turned to me and he said, you know, I was not prepared for you guys to be as well-spoken and prepared for this thing. He's like, I'm quite surprised. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here trying to save the country, man, and you know you're lying. I mean, you obviously saw the animosity on my face.
Oh, you jumped.
Oh, man. I wish I was just a little bit more calm. I think I came across better on the radio.
Oh, you came across great, bro.
Well, thanks, man, than I did on television because I did get a little aggravated. But, man, you know, these are the guys that are propagating for our government. And until we get the truth about 9/11, bro, we're never going to have change in this country. I thank you so much for the call, Chris. We're going to have Alex Jones in this next segment. And then Amy Allen, Ron Paul, Start a Revolution, PrisonPlanet.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. your own personal Jesus.
We are back on this historical radio broadcast.
Someone to hear
broadcasting live from Bilderberg 2008. I'm watching the live video feed right now, and they got a big banner that says "Only evil is done in secret." And Luke Rudowski, Aaron Dykes, Alex Jones, and about 20 plus other people are down there. And Alex is on the line with an update. Alex Jones.
Hey guys, yeah, pull up, go down there and park in that area right before it. There's like a office building right before down there, about 200 yards. Park there, okay? Okay, see ya. More people arriving. Burmese, are we live?
Yes, we are live, sir.
Well, listen, I'll be back on Coast to Coast AM tonight with a quick 10-minute report, 5-10-minute report, and I'll do live reports in probably on George Butler Saturday night on Genesis. And I just really appreciate the five-star job you've done while I've been out of town. And let's just go ahead and end the Bilderberg coverage live here with some bullhorning. What, we got about 3 minutes left, Burmese?
You got it.
Now, I've told everybody here they've got incredible telephoto pictures of all these world leaders, but everybody's been so busy and so tired at night they haven't been uploading them. So everybody who has photos, videos, get them up. Get them on YouTube. Get them on Flickr. Get them on MySpace. Get them out to everybody now so that this information has its full effect. Everybody, this is the 3 or 4 days when people all over the world will pay attention. Get the stories off Infowars.com. Get the stories off PrisonPlanet.com. WeAreChange.org. All of them. Get them out to everybody now. We need massive reportage. It's been totally insane. We've got to get all this material out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take the show out here with the bullhorning. Here we go. Just hold that up. All right. You New World Order trash! You think I like having to risk my life to come here and confront you? You think I like having to put up with all your criminal spooks trying to set us up? You think I don't know you got thousands of killers working for you? I know you're murdering scum! That's why I hate you even more! For all the crimes and things that you do to humanity! And then I've got to put my name, my blood, my oath, my treasure, 110% against you. I feel like you've robbed a lot of my life when I committed myself 13 years ago to fight the New World Order. Back off! Quit pushing! Turn your police state off! Yeah. Stop poisoning the water. Stop poisoning the air. Stop carrying out eugenics operations against the people of this planet. You keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And humanity knows you're the enemy of freedom, and they can't be pushed anymore. All over the place, mainstream news that you thought you owned and controlled is reporting how you put cancer viruses in the vaccines, HIV and the smallpox shots. It's all over the news now. You can't stop it. You can't shut down the internet either. The people already have a taste of free information, real information, alternative information. They want to make up their own minds. Your mainstream media is falling apart. The alternative media is exploding. And you are destined to be defeated. You are destined for your New World Order to go down in a big way.
Yeah,
we have had it with your New World Order. We've had it with your criminal activities and your shadow government.
Yeah.
And we want you to leave us and our families alone.
Yeah.
Stop murdering people.
Yeah.
There it is, folks. Alex Jones live
stop
from Bilderberg.
Activities now.
We'll be back after these messages. It is the Alex Jones Show. We'll have Amy Allen. Why do they call her Lee? Smoking hot Amy Allen, by the way. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today. today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is the fourth hour in this historic broadcast live from Bilderberg Group 2008. Alex Jones has just done an amazing job. We just left you with some bullhorning. But we have an amazing guest with us right now. She has an incredible voice. She's been on MTV with her song Revolution. I guess they kind of nixed her album, though, which kind of sucks. And, of course, she has the unofficial Ron Paul one that we just played. She's smoking hot, too, guys. It is Amy Allen. Thank you for joining us, Amy.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. And I just got to tell you, I love your message. I became aware of you about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. When someone posted your video on my MySpace page. And, I mean, you talk about a lot. I mean, you talk about the Bilderberg Group in that song.
I do talk about the Bilderberg Group, and nobody else seems to be talking about it. I mean, Alex Jones does, which, you know, is awesome. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, excellent. Did you just hear Alex bullhorning at Bilderberg?
No way!
Yeah, they're over there live right now. And if you go over to wearechange.org, they got a live video feed.
Oh.
And, yeah, they got a couple hundred people out there. They got about 30 people outside right now. But a huge turnout, and it's so much of a turnout that the Bilderberg actually put out their first press release ever today. And it's a paragraph long. We read it earlier. And, of course, they're meeting in secret for our good, Amy. It's not to plan anything bad. And they say, well, there's not going to be a press conference, and the only reason that they're meeting secret is so they can talk openly and honestly. Now, why can't they talk openly and honestly about policy that's going to be passed in this country in front of the American people?
Yeah, and why is it just so? I mean, this is amazing that they're doing a press release since what, just a few days ago, Hillary had no idea what anyone was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Hillary doesn't know what Bilderberg is. She's been confronted on it a couple of times. Her husband has admitted to going. They even released the list this year. And let me name off some of the people that have been confirmed. Of course, Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, is there. Then we have David Rockefeller, like we always do. Paul Wolfowitz, Condi Rice is there officially. Tom Daschle.
It's just nauseating.
It really is nauseating that people that are even supposed to be on the quote-unquote other side of the spectrum, like Daschle, former Senate House Majority Leader for the Democrats, is there. You know, it just proves again and again and again that these two collude behind closed doors. They're going to have this big meeting of 125 to 140 people. We're going to pay for their iPods. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we're going to pay for their
iPod. I just
iPod.
Want to know what music they're listening to. I mean, is it just...
Hopefully it's
player,
your music.
Or, like, what are they listening to?
It's probably pretty satanic, hardcore. Anyway, so they're going to have this meeting, and this weekend with these people now, in a month, they're going to get together at the Bohemian Grove, where there's 3,000 of these people, and then they're going to dispense their agenda throughout those 3,000 people through compartmentalization, and then they're going to dispense it to their minions and so on, with only a partial part of the picture being known to each of these people. And again, they're deciding what's going to happen in our country for the next 12 months. And it's tragic to me. It's tragic to me that more people don't know.
It is, and that's exactly why I wrote the song, is because I, you know, in talking with people, they just don't know. They just don't know about Bilderberg. They don't know about the global elites and the fact that they want to take our sovereignty and our constitutional rights, and they literally have the agenda of the North American Union. People don't know at all, and it's just like, it's so frustrating, and it's also devastating to watch our country just sort of being brought to its knees systematically.
Yeah, through incrementalization. So what woke Amy Allen up? What was it that have you been doing this for years? Have you always looked into this? Was there a certain film or book or television show?
No, I've always even going way back to high school, I actually spoke on C-SPAN.
Really?
In front of Congress about the decriminalization of marijuana. I've always sort of been an activist and wanting to create change, you know, and to get people to wake up. But when I was on Elektra Records, mm-hmm. What really sort of was interesting was I would pose questions about political questions about things that were going on.
All right, hold that thought because we have to go to break. We have Amy Allen, Start a Revolution. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Command Center in Austin, Texas. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for Alex Jones at the moment. I want to remind everybody to go to Infowars.com and pick up some of the videos, make copies, hand them out, get Terror Storm, get Martial Law, get my film, Loose Change Second Edition or Loose Change Final Cut. Make copies, hand them out. We need to wake up the masses. And we were talking about your time with Elektra Records and what set you off there, Amy.
Well, what happened was, being on a major label, is they really, they threatened me with not talking about politics. I mean, they basically said, like, we're not going to release the record if you continue.
And this is, I'd start a revolution if I could get up in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, is that because I had the word revolution in my title of my song, there's a lot of people that would go on my message boards and talk about revolution. And right after 9/11... the CIA called my record company and said, you have to take her message board down. She has to either stop talking about what's going on or using the word revolution, or else. I mean, I don't even know what the threat was.
So total censorship.
Huh?
Total censorship.
Total censorship. So I got a call from my label saying, you have to stop being political. We got a call from the CIA. And I was just, like, blown away. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? You know, and so that really, so as soon as my record label folded, you know, I thought that, you know, doing the Ron Paul song was just such a release for me because, I could finally, like, say what I wanted to say without, you know.
So they, effectively censored you for almost 5 years?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they would not let me sign with another label. They held me, you know, hostage.
Well, you're obviously very, very talented, and that's probably why they don't want this type of message to get out to the masses. And it's through song and pop culture that we really are able to wake up the most amount of people.
Exactly. And I'm so happy that, you know, the video's had the response that it's had. That, you know, we just, basically, you know, we just had to do it. You know, when we watched Lucian, who's the producer of the song, mm-hmm. We're really good friends, and we just sat there and watched From Freedom to Fascism together, and we watched parts of Zeitgeist, and we were just like, you know, what are we going to do? And we were sitting there in our house, and we just looked at each other and like, gosh, I wish there was just something we could do. And there was silence, and then we just looked at each other and just laughed, and we're like, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's just write a song right now. Because there was no other choice. It's like we had to say something.
So everybody, you know, in that video pretty much worked for pro bono, and it's an awesome video, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what we realized is that, you know, I live in West Hollywood, big gay community, mm-hmm. and a lot of my friends are gay. Almost all my friends are gay guys.
Okay.
And if you're watching the mainstream media, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, that the gay community is for Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and that just wasn't the case. And that's just not the case because there's a huge gay community for Ron Paul because they understand, you know, they want freedom just as much as, you know, the next person. And they knew that they could get married and there'd be so many more rights because the government would stay out of religion, which is what marriage is, religious ceremony.
Absolutely. Less government intrusion in their lives.
Exactly. And so pretty much everyone who worked on the video was just super into Ron Paul and they're like, let's do it. Let's go. We got, you know, we've cinematographers and lighting, we got free everything because everyone wanted to help get the message out, and it was just so refreshing and just an awesome, awesome display.
And then you're also friends with the Suicide Girls because they make a little bit of an appearance too, right?
Well, I host, I'm not a Suicide Girl, but I host a show on Indie 103.1 called Suicide Girls Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a chance to say, you know, a lot of my take down the New World Order on the radio show.
What's that, on FM?
Yeah, 103.1 FM
excellent.
In Los Angeles.
Killer.
But the Suicide Girls, I mean, they're, you know, I had to compete with the hip hop music videos. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I wanted to have the Suicide Girls on there because they're like punk rock and
hey, a little sex appeal never hurts, right?
The sex appeal get people's attention, you know, because if people are a little dumbed down these days. If I, you know, show a couple of cute girls in bikinis, maybe they'll listen to my message about the Bilderberg group. but yeah, they're punk rock, and they, you know, the owner of the Suicide Girls had, you know, bikinis made up that says, you know, Ron Paul, you know, Suicide Girls love Ron Paul. Like, just had him, made him up just, you know, for free, just because they're all, you know, he's about smaller government, and they're about, you know, they're just, you know, Ron Paul is the punk rock candidate, and he is the voice of the people who really want real freedom, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you. In fact, you know, I just got down to Austin, Texas a little less than 2 months ago for the very first time, and I'm from New York, and although there was a big, you know, Ron Paul movement in my community in New York, I never expected to come down here and just see Ron Paul on all these cars. I saw young people wearing Ron Paul t-shirts with ties on. I mean, I was just shocked that many people, especially younger people, you know, like UT kids, knew that Ron Paul was the only candidate that was going to offer freedom, the only candidate that was going to get us out of Iraq and Iran, the only candidate that was going to limit government, and the only candidate that's not a globalist.
Yeah, with a CFR agenda. And, you know, the war on drugs is just, and that's just been a huge issue for me for many years. I just think it's so ridiculous.
No, I'm with you there. Have you seen American Drug War yet?
No.
Oh, you've got to see American Drug War. It's done by Kevin Booth, who used to manage comedian Bill Hicks. But it's got Tommy Chong. We had him on the program a couple times in the last few weeks. And it's also got Celie Castillo, who helped run the drugs for this government into this country. They got Jack Arpaio. They also have Barry McCafferty. It's just a very well documentary that really peels back the layers on how we ship in the drugs, and then we prosecute the users, and we have them work for slave labor wages in our privatized prisons.
Exactly. I couldn't put it better. Thank you. Exactly. I'm going to, first of all, I love Bill Hicks. Just have to say that. But American Drug War, we'll definitely check that out.
Definitely have to. It's an excellent movie. It's got a great cover. We actually carry it over at Infowars.com for the listeners. And I think that it might even be posted over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check it out. So what's the future for Amy Allen? Are you going to put out a new album? Are you going to sign with a new record label? I mean,
no.
I'm sure.
I'm definitely not going to be a slave to any record company. I'm starting my own company and just releasing my music on my own. That's just the best way to do it. I mean, I released an independent album called Scott and Amy. And it just won Best Punk Song of the Year, a song I wrote called Miss America. We finished that, and now I'm just doing solo work. Just my own material, going to release it myself, not going to have any label tell me what I can say, what I can't say. And it's a big relief, you know?
No, that's amazing, and it is through art and song that we're going to reach the masses. It's Scott and Amy, and people can download that. They can go get a heart. How do they get
they
that
get
album?
Scott and Amy. Well, Amy, for the listeners, spelled A-I-M-E-E. Mm-hmm. And Scott and Amy, you can get that on iTunes. On Amy Allen's MySpace, you can get the Ron Paul song for free. So I'm just giving it away. I just want the message to get out there. They can buy it, or they can get it for free, like whatever they want.
Yeah, you know? Well, I hope people do support you because, what is it, Sidetracked Records is your new company?
No, Sidetracked Records is an independent, just like a small company that we formed for Scott and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just for that particular record. But my particular record label is not named yet. So.
Well, I hope you come up with a good name because it's great music. It's a great message. And, you know, actually, California is one of the more active places. I spent a little time out in Hollywood myself, and I went out to the big Hollywood protest last summer. There's a lot of awake minds out there, maybe a little left-leaning, I guess, but as we expose them more as globalists, I mean, even in your song, you're talking about the Verichip. You even talk about the Mark of the Beast, which I found shocking, you know, the 666, the fact that these people are into weird stuff like numerology and paganism and their Bohemian Grove Club. But what really does scare me is that the Verichip is very real. And just a few weeks ago, one of the people that likes to go after Loose Change and debunk Loose Change is on the forums all the time. He is a military guy, and he got called into the office, and he said, all right, you got to go for a checkup. And he wasn't due for one for 5 years. He checks out in the checkup, and then all of a sudden they stamp his thing with RFID. And the next Thursday, he had to take the chip, and he had no choice. It was either that or get court-martialed and go to military prison. You know, I wish I was making this stuff up. I'm not.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, no, this is one of the debunkers, and even he was really disturbed by it, and about half the people that normally attack us and would have gone after us just kind of stopped posting altogether because my producer, Corey Rowe, who is a former soldier who was both in Afghanistan and Iraq, had just given a speech after one of our screenings about how they were chipping soldiers. And it's not just soldiers. I mean, back in 2004, we had members in the Mexican government, about 140 of them, take chips in their arms for security reasons. And now Mexico is proposing getting rid of their passport for other South Americans. Basically, if you live in Guatemala and below, you're going to have to take an RFID chip to get into Mexico. It's to curb illegal immigration. And whenever they're forcing us to take chips, I think it's time to wake up, Amy.
Seriously. I mean, there's certain jobs that you can't even get unless you get chipped. So, I mean, where does it end? And what's really, the thing that really just kills me is that when you bring it up to people, they just write it off as insane. It's like, no, go look for yourself. Go do the research. Go find out for yourself what I'm talking about. And then, you know, the response is always like, you know, if I'm like at a party or hang out, people are like, you know, the rules are you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. But it's like, all right, fine. Can we just throw those rules out the window for like 5 seconds? Because right now our country is being taken from us.
Yeah, those rules need to go. I hear that all the time. And you need to reach out when you can. We're going to be back after this with Amy Allen. It is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartavite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartavite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show, and I'm watching a live feed from Bilderberg right now. They have the entire place taped off. They have no trespassing signs. They have private property signs. Alex just got done with another bullhorning session. Hopefully he'll be joining us in the final hour with a call-in. We're going to be taking your calls in about 10, 15 minutes, hopefully on topic. But right now we're talking to Amy Allen, who had her album suppressed by the CIA, folks. Believe it or not, the CIA said, no dice. We can't let you put this album out. God forbid people think for themselves, Amy.
Well, the CIA, they just said that they didn't want me talking about revolution. They didn't want me talking about politics after 9/11. Which I just thought was astounding. But the record label folded right after that, so I don't think
it was definitely from CIA pressure.
Yeah, the whole label went down, you know? I just thought it was karma.
That is karma. You're right. You know, you bow down to these globalist masters of yours, and it's not going to be good for you. That's why, you know, when people, like you said, you know, you're at a party, and everybody's like, oh, man, just shut up. Just have a beer. Play some beer pong. This and that.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, we're not going to be able to do this for much longer if you don't wake up immediately.
Yep.
And figure out that you need to be a part of the local government. You need to be your own media. You need to put this information out. You need to tell your family, because they've been able to destroy this economy in the last, you know, 7 years. The dollar has gone way down. We're below Canadian currency. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They've blown up the price of gas. And now, I can't believe it, but they're literally rationing food in New York. You can only buy 3 bags of rice over at BJ's and Sam's Club. You know, I thought I lived in a free country where I could buy as much as I needed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what happened to the free market economy we were all promised? It's anything but.
I mean, the apathy is really, I mean, the biggest disease of all. I mean, it's just like people just, it's really unbelievable that people just don't care. They're like, Barack Obama, you know, I mean, just, sure, real change, you know, change. It's like, do you really know what you're voting for? Like, he
change you
voted
can vote
for the Patriot Act. Like, he's voting to take away our freedoms. Like, why are you getting behind this guy? He's CFR. Like, you know, it's just people.
He's
like,
a slick talker.
So
he's a slick talker. And this consumerist culture of mall rats, think he's going to save him because he has a slogan called Change We Can Vote For, Amy. I'm gonna play some of Alex live bullhorning right now. He's bullhorning
awesome.
One of the members. Hold on 1 second.
And it guards the Westfield Marriott Ultramaster vehicle. Well, listen, when your mom and dad die prematurely of cancer, and when half your family has it, because that's their plan, we have their documents, just remember that I did it to you. I know now it's funny, but it won't be funny. People born who are born in 2000 and after won't live as long as their parents because of these people. We have all the documents on it. Heard about AIDS being engineered? Well, they're not just going to kill the black people.
Well, you're going
after everybody. State Department Memorandum 200. Royal Commission on Population. All of you. You can learn about it. That's their main agenda in there, getting a world government to kill you and your family. I know it's funny now, but it won't be when you're dying.
Well, there you go. And Alex is educating some of their minions. They just walked away. And it is exciting times when they're forced to put out the list without Jim Tucker getting it. They realize the list is going to be leaked. It is exciting times when they're putting out a press release. And I don't know if you've heard this, but did you hear that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton magically met last night in D.C. when the Bilderberg Conference was kicked off in D.C.?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're all over television yesterday. Barack was on a sit-down interview over on Anderson Cooper 360, talking about how it was going to be the most important decision he's ever made. And, you know, for the last 6 months, I've been saying, look, it's going to be an Obama-Hillary ticket or a Hillary-Obama ticket with John Edwards maybe being the vice president for either if that falls through. But, you know, these are their top two dogs, and I feel like they wanted Hillary Clinton a little bit more. But they'll take, you know, CFR Obama just because he is a slick speaker. People are getting behind him. They are fooled because of his rhetoric. He hasn't said anything. You know, he hasn't said anything. He hasn't said, we're getting out of Iraq. He hasn't said, you know, Homeland Security is out of the picture. He's going to keep the same bureaucracies that have been created by this administration, and he's going to continue this agenda.
And shouldn't we have a president that's loyal to our country? I mean, that just doesn't even seem to be an issue that people aren't even bringing up. It's like, he's not loyal to our country. I mean, even his church says, you know, talked about having loyalty to Africa. It's like, well, shouldn't we just have a president that's loyal to our country? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's crazy, but I...
I'm thinking maybe a president who believes in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and wants smaller government and wants oversight and wants checks and balances. I'm thinking Ron Paul.
I'm thinking Ron Paul, too.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take your calls with Amy Allen on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, myspace.com/Jason Burmes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There truly is a war on for your mind right now. Every day you turn on that television, they are pumping disinformation into your brain. They're telling you, buy, 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 pay no attention to the men behind the curtain. Well, the men behind the curtain are being exposed right now at Bilderberg 2008, and it's thanks to people like Alex Jones, who's a personal hero of mine, a good friend. And God bless him, Luke Radowski, and others who are out there. I saw Dave Cahill was out there. He's an amazing musician. Abby from 9/11 Truth in L.A. Just a lot of people showed up this year, and it's great. It forced them to put out a press release. We're talking to Amy Allen, who in her own right is quite the patriot, an amazing singer. She's got the Ron Paul Start a Revolution song. When can people expect new material outside of this Scott and Amy project?
I'm actually recording it. I've written all the songs, so I'm recording it now. I'm in the recording process, so very soon.
Excellent.
In the next like couple months or so.
Awesome. All right, let's take some callers, Amy. Let's go to Joe in Chicago because it seems to be on topic. Joe, are you with us?
Hello.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing pretty good, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, wanted to, before I had a couple questions for Amy, I had one thing that I wanted to tell you is, obviously I'm here in Chicago, you know, Obama country, and I was watching local TV last night. I don't know if it was WGN or WBBM, one of the local stations here, but somebody was asking, well, you know, where's the whole, you know, party for the Obama thing? And they were talking to one of his staff, and he had said that Obama is in Virginia.
Yeah, oh, no, it's all over the news. He's in D.C. He met Hillary Clinton last night, supposedly in her D.C. home, on the night that Bilderberg kicked off in Chantilly, Virginia. There's no doubt that members of the conference were there at that meeting. Give me a break, of course.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, hey, I'm just very pleased to be able to talk to both of you. Jason, you've got some awesome works. Amy, I don't even have words for you because your music is just awesome. I really have to say.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just got it was really funny because I actually got turned on to you, believe it or not, by through Infowars.com, if you could believe that. And I watched the video on Ron Paul Revolution. I'm like, oh my gosh! I'm like, this has got an incredible production. It's got a great hook, incredible synth bass line. I'm like, this is what this is seriously what we need. We need somebody who's got incredible talent that is a celebrity that is able to get, you know, this message out to the people. You know, because I mean, that's kind of like how I got involved with this. And now, if we can only, you know, because of the fact that you had all this information on your MySpace page, I mean, we're getting other people that are getting more interested in this, and it's breaking wide open. And I think that's really great what you're doing, and the way that you took a stand against Elektra, you know, and what they were trying to do to you. I think that is just appalling. You know.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is difficult. I mean, as there's not too many artists that are, you know, putting their career on the line to stand up for what they believe in politically. And but it wasn't even a choice, you know, that I had to do it. You know, I was like, I don't even care, you know, if it's not the smartest business move or the best move for my career, people have to know. And if it means that I sell less records, so be it, you know. You know, it's just people have to know because they can't just stand by and let our country get to its knees.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. We can't let this nation crumble. And, you know, it's just great that you've stepped up to do that, Amy. And, you know, you are going to wake up a lot more people that wouldn't normally be woken up. Again, pop culture is the way. I mean, how many people were brought into 9/11 Truth through Rosie O'Donnell? How many people were brought into 9/11 Truth through Charlie Sheen that would have never, ever, ever taken a look at this information? All right. On topic, let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, are you with us? No? Did we drop Rick?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Interesting show.
Thanks.
I wanted to bring up something that's on topic, but perhaps something a lot of your listeners haven't thought about. In most respects, I'd have to say I support Ron Paul, like I'm assuming both of you do.
Mm-hmm.
From listening to the last 10 minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a real animal lover as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's had a cat or a dog or
I got
any
two
kind
myself.
Of pet. Yeah, and I would imagine most decent people are. And one thing I Googled was the presidential candidates and animal rights. And much to my dismay, what I found was that the three tools in the election at this point, you know, Obama, Hillary, and McCain, actually have either perfect or very good animal rights voting histories.
Well, let me speak to that for a second.
And Ron Paul doesn't.
Well, all right. First of all, I think Ron Paul is not only about human rights, but he's about saving this country first, and that's why maybe animal rights take a secondary nature. Secondly, these globalists love animal rights. Peter Singer, who is a total one-worlder, you know, talks like animals are better than people. And I just don't believe that, man. I'm here to save humanity. I'm sorry, but animals come second. I feel like those people, their hearts are in the right place. But we have so many real issues, from the Federal Reserve, from the gas prices, to imperialism in the Middle East, to the police state at home, that animal rights is just going to have to take a back seat. I thank you for the call. What do you think, Amy?
I mean, I agree. We have to prioritize. I mean, the fact is that if we don't have, you know, if we don't have our country, you know, then what? If someone else is, you know, if we're going to have a North American Union, if we're all going to be chipped, if you know, we don't have a right
like
to a
dogs.
Trial. I want to prioritize. I mean, we have to prioritize. It's like I feel like we're in a state of emergency.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had Jesse Benton on, who is the chair of Ron Paul's campaign. He announced today that they're going to be having something going on in Minneapolis on September 2nd, a Tuesday. And I also mentioned them to you, and they were very well aware of your work. They wanted to thank you, and they're a huge fan of the song. They were telling me they would love to have you go out there. I know you're a busy girl, but I hope that you do get in touch with Ron Paul and Jesse Benton and work something out, because you know you are a strong voice. This is popular culture, and we're trying to bring, you know, the youth, the older crowd, everybody together to realize, you know, it's code red. This is the time.
Yeah. I would love to. I was telling your producer that I'd love if Alex played the Ron Paul song over the bullhorn at the Bilderberg.
Well, I'll call him after the show, and I'll definitely, maybe we can get that live on the We Are Change feed. By the way, wearechange.org has a live video and audio feed of Bilderberg right now. There's about 15 or 20 people around Alex, you know, Matt Lepasic, Luke Radowski, Aaron Dykes, writer for Jones Report. Just a ton of awake people. It's so good to see. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Corey in California. Corey, are you with us?
Hey, hello.
How you doing, man?
This is Rick in Ohio. I think you got our name switched around there.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, but on his call, I need to address, he mentioned the animal rights and the voting. Okay, mm-hmm. First off, let me try to explain something to him. If I can do it well,
mm-hmm.
This is like PETA, the PETA people,
sure.
The environmentalist people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get involved in this because it sounds good. It sounds like you're going to help the animals, you're going to help the environmentalist. But all it really gets down to is the CFR-funded front groups is all they are. They're trying to enlist you as a useful idiot to support further restrictive legislation against you, the people. And that's the reason Ron Paul doesn't vote for these scams, because he knows a scam when he sees one.
Well, did you see the website that ABC, we did a story about this last week, ABC linked to this quote-unquote child's website called planetslayer.com, and it was all about your carbon footprint. They're getting ready to tax you for breathing, how much gas you use, how many cars you own, how much energy you use. They're going to actually tax that. And they were saying that your carbon footprint was less than that of a pig. The pig deserved to live. And they literally showed a small baby pig and a big pig and how much their carbon footprint was. And they said by the time that you had used your carbon footprint up, you'd be a whopping 14 months old, and there was a pool of blood in the middle. They quickly pulled that website. But, you know, we know what the agenda is. It's more control. It's another tax. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Al Gore is not your friend either, folks. I thank you for the call. Let's see if we can get Corey in California. Is he on the line? Corey? No? All right. How about Frank in Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, Corey. We got Corey. All right. Corey, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, Jason? I was Googling Bilderberg last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come up on a Bilderberg press release.
Yeah, we read it on air today.
Can you believe that? I mean, I was in shock.
Shock, too, this morning when I actually got into it. I actually went and did a Google search of the past 24 hours on stories on Bilderberg. Someone had emailed me the press release, but the list was already out. And, they're just announcing it. We're your global masters. You don't deserve to know what's going on. It's going to be a private meeting. No thank you, press. You're already on the inside, so we'll tell you what to write.
Has anyone called this number?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have called the number.
Stephen Lee or whoever is putting this out?
It's the American Friends of Bilderberg. It's actually an organization that I just learned about. Aaron Dykes enlightened me on it last week. I didn't think that Bilderberg had any friends outside of the organization.
Well, they're not my friend, that's for sure.
Yeah, American Friends of Bilderberg. It's all part of the language and the nomenclature. They want to make you think that America supports Bilderberg when the vast majority don't even know what it is. Amy, what are some solutions? I mean, obviously we've been talking about, you know, bringing it up at parties and trying to get into the popular culture, but what else can we do?
Well, the way I look at it is, I mean, when I got really deep into, you know, into my research and just pretty much just completely immersed myself in just research and study and everything that, like, Alex would say. You know, he always says, you know, go, if you don't believe me, go research it. Go find it out. Go look at the documents. And I did that, you know, and I really got into it. And what I found was, well, the A, I couldn't sleep and ever because I was just so upset and distressed about everything. But what I realized was is that it's truly a spiritual battle. It's not just a political battle. I mean, I feel that it is the spiritual battle. So, you know, what we can do is do what I believe, what God created us to do. So if you're a good writer, blog, you know, write a book. If you're, if God made you a good speaker, speak the truth, you know, speak to people. If you're a good organizer, organize. If you're a politician or, you know, run for office. If you sing, write a song. But we all have to play our role. We all have to do what we what God made us do, or, you know, created us to do. And and if we all do our parts, you know, we can turn this around, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, each of us have great power from within. And we just need to harness that power. We have to say, you know what, I've had enough. What can I contribute? And, you know, that's why I make documentary films. That's why I blog about the subject. That's why I do this radio show. It's because we have to reach these people by any means necessary, and I don't see anybody in the so-called establishment setting up or stepping up and saying these things. You know, we had a couple people kind of hinting at the truth. You know, Dennis Kucinich isn't all that bad, and I liked what Mike Gravel had to say 90% of the time, but they're not out there every day, you know, trying to get this to the masses, and that's what we need. We need more and more people to say, all right, it's time to step up. It's time to share this information. It's time to take our country back. And I hope that Ron Paul has that march on Washington he talked about some months ago. Hopefully the next time we have Jesse Benton on, we
and
can
go. And it's time to not be to stop the brainwashing of it's, you know, not cool to talk about it. Like, it is cool, you know, and it is cool to talk about it. It's cool to talk about politics and what's going on in the mainstream media and the fact that they're not reporting, you know, they're rooting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And you know what? You're right. It's time to make it cool again to be informed.
Yes.
You know, it shouldn't be the time that everybody goes and reads the tabloid rags about Britney Spears and how she's gained 20 pounds and she's on five different medications and shaved her head. I don't care. It means nothing to my life. You know, Paris Hilton's latest sex tape, yeah, it's great for a laugh. But other than that, I don't know why it's on every single network. You know, Jesse Ventura made a great point. When Anna Nicole Smith died, who cares? Okay, she was a reality TV star after she was a train wreck and a Playboy model. It doesn't affect my life. But most people don't even know. I would say most people couldn't pick out five names on this Bilderberg list when a lot of them are part of the U.S. administration. You know, a lot of them have been making decisions like Henry Kissinger for almost half a decade or half a century. I mean, that's scary to me.
It's totally scary. And what's you know, when I put out this song, there's so much support for the song. There was so much love, and I was actually astonished at the support. It was on, like, the front page of Dig, you know, several times, and Dig would pull it.
Well, they got the Berry Brigade there. How dare you tell the truth on Dig? They actually, the funny thing about that is the guy from Dig joked about how he went to Bohemian Grove with his dad, I think, last year. That's on YouTube. It's just like, yeah, you know, I go to these elitist meetings, and we're going to bury your stories, and we're going to act like PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are The Onion, and they're not real.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely ludicrous, but we just got to keep, you know, pressing and using the mainstream against itself, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And what I was going to say is that I was getting, you know, some of the negative comments, or not negative, but some of the posts were, would say things like, oh, come on, Amy, you know, has the Patriot Act really affected you personally? And it would just make me so mad because the Patriot Act has so much affected me personally that I can't even, you know, I can't even tell you. But basically, went down to my bank, and because of the Patriot Act, I couldn't get an ATM card. Literally, they said, due to the Patriot Act, I cannot give you my strip on my card is broke. And it wasn't working. So I was like, well, I need to get, you know, a ATM card with a symbol like MasterCard Visa. Mm-hmm. And there was all this drama. And they're like, you know what? Because you don't do this, 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 and this, and this, there's like a list of five things, you could be a potential terrorist. so we can't issue you another one.
Well, I imagine you also fly pretty frequently, and the hoops you have to jump through at the airport to get on a plane are just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
No water bottles? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, the terrorists are going to use liquid bombs to blow us all up. Give me a break. The only time they ever get weapons through, there's a drill. I had a good buddy of mine. He was in the military. He got out right before 9/11. He didn't end up having to go overseas, but he went into security over at LaGuardia Airport. He was in the TSA, worked there for like 5 years, and he would tell me how it works. He's like, look, in the last 5 years I worked here, we never had one real terrorist threat. He's like, every time that weapons or quote-unquote explosive materials were snuck in, it was part of a drill. They would bring it in piece by piece, and they would run teams and squads against different checkpoints and areas. And he was telling me how they could get them in. But not one real terrorist threat in one of the biggest airports in the world, yet he would say every 3 to 6 months they'd run one of these drills, Amy.
Mm.
Pretty shocking stuff.
Yeah.
We got one final segment coming up with you, Amy. Is there any other message that you want to get out there? You want to talk to the people? You want to let people know where they can find, you know, Amy Allen stuff?
Well, they can, once again, name spelled AIMEEALLEN. They can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/AmyAllen. I have a radio show every Sunday on Indy 103.1 FM in Los Angeles, Suicide Girls Radio. We talk a lot about the issues. On the 22nd, June 22nd, we're having a debate, a global warming debate, where I call it the swindle and a farce and a lie. And
we've got
some UCLA panelists that are, you know.
Hold right there. It's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's the Alex Jones Show. Final segment up next.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
We don't need no
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. They do need to leave those kids alone, man, because they're brainwashing them every day. This is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. And Alex will be back with you on Monday. I know you guys have put up with me most of the week. But you can check out the refeed of this broadcast over at Infowars.com. We're going to be replaying all 4 hours, some powerful stuff. We had Jesse Benton on. Of course, this conversation with Amy Allen has been extraordinary. Alex has checked in several times from Bilderberg. We had Luke Rudowski, Rob Jacobson. We had Philly 9-11 Truth, just another power-packed show. And in the beginning of the first hour, we went over, I'd say, about 25 to 30 of the members that are at the Bilderberg Conference as we speak, deciding our fate. And we went over the press release, the first press release ever. Good, they can read over the press release while they listen to the iPods we bought them. That's just wonderful. Amy, you have a show over in L.A. You're putting out a new album independently. Can we expect you on tour anytime soon? Are you going to be traveling around performing?
Yeah, after I record the album, I'm going to, of course, yeah, I'm going to be touring at a city near you. And you know, shining my light, just speaking the truth wherever I can, on the radio show, in my blogs, in my music. You know, I find that, you know, I literally just the being inundated with the lies from the mainstream media, and just when I watched what they did to Ron Paul mm-hmm. and just not cover him at all, it literally devastated me to the point where I had to just really, you know, attach myself to the real freedom that I was searching for, which is God, you know, the real freedom, the true freedom that I have found. And I had to turn off my TV. I had to stop watching the news because it was killing me. Like, it was just killing me. So I can get it out there. I can release, you know, what has happened and what is happening not only to America, but spiritually to the world, you know, through my music. And that's my assignment.
Well, you're one of the most well-rounded, well-educated guests we've ever had on this show, especially if you're going to be throwing a debate up on the 22nd, rebuking the global warming lie. No one's saying that, you know, climate doesn't change, the Earth doesn't go through cycles, but they're trying to say that we've destroyed the ozone layer and now we have to pay for it, literally pay for it. We literally have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for the air we breathe, the house we live in, the cars we own, and it's going to be carbon credits. I'm so glad Al Gore is out there for the other side with Leo DiCaprio and all these celebrities telling us about, you know, another global Armageddon.
Yeah, the people are the cause of all of our problems.
Of course, yeah, people have to go. You know, they don't like the fact that there's 6.5 billion of us. They'd rather cut that number down quite significantly. And I want you to think about that, folks. 6.5 billion people. Now, some people have discussed, you know, they want 0.5 billion as the population, you know, maybe even 1 billion. Are you going to be lucky enough to be the 1 out of 6? Probably not. You know, and if you are lucky enough to be the 1 out of 6, who says that you're not going to be in their little FEMA camps that Halliburton built for them? You know, and
right.
Then they move their company to Dubai. So, you know, it's gone well beyond the pale. Have you by chance seen that? I know the Flobots are pretty popular right now. They're all over. Have you seen their music video yet?
No.
Oh, man, you really have. We had them on a couple weeks ago just because I came across the music video and I showed it to Alex. Had them on for an hour, but it shows people are waking up. It's total anti-police state stuff. I want people to check out Amy Allen. That's A-I-M-E-E Allen. And she's got a MySpace, a website, and a radio show. Amy, any last words?
God bless America, and thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. She's been an awesome guest, and this has been just a great week for me. Remember, the refeed's over at Infowars.com. The money bomb, 240 grand, folks. We're going to try to make it 250. Keep it open this weekend. Please support us. Please support Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.